It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning!
Hey, the day has come.
It is here! It is Friday. It is the final day of the Static Radio Share-a-thon 2013. Here's the deal, my bro. If you are hesitating, if you are waiting, if you were thinking I will get my donation in later, it's later. It's later.
Later has arrived, and it's time for you to pony up, friend.
Whoa!
Now, yesterday, we had a fantastic day. We defeated the second-day slump that this share-a-thon is cursed with.
Yeah. Broke the curse!
We defeated it by a mile.
Yep.
A born to run mile.
Yeah, man, we're going to be out broadcasting live tomorrow at Sagebrush for Born to Run.
Again, really early in the morning. Really, and we found out from our buddy Darren a while ago that it's supposed to be super cold.
Yeah. Yeah. 39 tomorrow?
I was like, my jacket's in Nashville. No!
Our dear friend Darren Barry, who will be coming in at 6:30.
Darry Barry.
The owner of Iconic.
Iconic.
In Santa Fe. Something very cool. Coffee lovers.
Coffee lovers.
Tune in. In T-minus 17 minutes, we have a very special one-person gift for you.
Uno.
Yeah, just got one. If you're not a coffee person, if you are a music person instead, or a lover of all things static instead,
love
it. Call now. Phone lines are open. Our operators are here. We are live.
It's going.
Yeah, 1-866-730-4921. That's the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. It is our Static Radio Share-a-thon final day. We broke the $20,000 mark, which is incredible.
Boom.
I, of course, immediately was the pragmatist.
Pragmatist.
Yes.
Pessimist.
Yes. Because you were excited, and I said, yeah, that's amazing. Until you consider the fact it costs about $50,000 a month to run this place.
Wow. I was looking at social media from other stations yesterday, trying to figure out, you know, I was trying to get ideas about, like, well, how do they get the word out about their share-a-thon? How do they get the word out about their share-a-thon? I think the thing is, they just have more people, like, that, followers on, like, Twitter and likes on Facebook and stuff. But I know that despite us not having, you know, as many people on social media, as many internet friends as those other people, I know that our people that do like us are going to come through today. And I'm excited to see what happens. I really think today is going to be a special day because I know a lot of you have been waiting.
Yes. Yes.
And now we need you to come through.
It's the time. If you're one of our early morning Team Awesome Morning Party listeners, please call us up. 1-866-730-4921. We need your help. Apparently, I need some extra help anyways.
Yeah?
Yeah. Weekend's almost here. I'm sporting my flip-flops this morning.
You got your flip-floppers on.
It's crazy cold outside. My toes were numb in the 2 minutes it took us to walk from the car to the door.
Yeah.
Remember how I used to wear real shoes and then Don got me these amazing flip-flops and I was like, oh yeah, I'm a flip-flops guy now.
Flip-floppy.
Well, she may have been doing me a disservice.
No.
In a survey of 6,000 women, it turns out that 78% of them said, we don't want to see your flip-flops.
Oh, not even summertime?
No, no.
Yeah, your feet are pretty ugly.
Thanks, bro.
I'm looking at them. Do you have 7 toes on that foot?
Shut up.
What is that?
They say unless you're going to the beach, the lake, hanging out by the pool, or sitting on a boat, sandals, no. Too much toe action.
Toe action.
I guess.
That's why man, I wear regular old shoes, y'all.
Yep. Women in the survey say they want guys to get some freaking pedicures, quote unquote. 78% of women surveyed said men need to take better care of their feet, which is why they don't like to see dudes with flip-flops. I do not get pedicures. I don't have hobbit feet, though. Are those furry?
Let's quit looking at your feet. Hey, you should call in right now and donate so you can keep this action-packed thrill ride on the air. 1-866-730-4921.
It's 1-866-730-4921. We have a jam-packed morning show this morning.
Yeah, it's crammed with people.
We got Dave Gatt, owner of Square Root Salon, coming in to talk about the art show that's coming up to benefit the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Also,
maybe your lady likes getting her hair did. Check it out, Square Root Salon, teaming up for the Share-a-thon.
Yep.
If you call right now, 1-866-730-4921. Anybody who donates $30 or more, you just got to come on board and say, hey, I want to help you guys out monthly. I know you got bills monthly. I listen to you daily. So I want to help you out. $30 a month.
Trace.
We'll hook you up with a Square Root Salon gift card. Man, we also have the brand new CD from Archibald. We got a big old stack of CDs, actually. So you got to call our operators to find out.
We have a box of CDs.
We really do. We've got iPhone cases. We've got CDs. We've got T-shirts. We got comic grab bags. We have those Square Root Salon gift cards. And the only way to get those is by giving us a call. 1-866-730-4921. 1-866-730-4921. It is the Static Radio Share-a-thon. We're going to go help out our operators because you guys are going to call now. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is this?
It's Friday.
Oh, no. I forgot about this song. Or did I?
Hey, David on Facebook said, it's Fun Joke Friday. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. I got a joke for you.
What is your joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobody, because nobody's calling the Share-a-thon.
Joke's on us.
Boom!
Hey, the Fun Joke Friday can't extend into the Share-a-thon. You gotta call in and help us out, people. Don't make a joke out of it.
1-866-730-4921 is the phone number. You can donate online at mystaticradio.com as well, but we need your help. We're looking for monthly donations of $30 or more. We'll take your one-time gifts. We will take your, hey, I can rock this much right now. That's cool, too. But in the long run, $1 a day, that's really what we're looking for. A donation of $30 or more would help us tremendously. We're a listener-supported station, and we want to bless you back, man, if you call in right now and talk to our operators.
Yeah.
It's payday.
Hey, let's do some quick math. Ready?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Steve-O, say I was going to purchase a song on an internet-based market. I don't know. Usually that song would cost between $1 and $1.50.
Yeah.
For the one song.
For the one song.
That I will listen to about 50 billion times in 3 days, and then I'll be like, gosh, I'm sick of that song. They play that too much.
Yep.
And then realize that it's me that's playing it too much, and I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But I'm paying $1. $1.50 for one song. So what we're saying is, why don't you just decide to pay $1 a day?
Yeah.
For an entire radio station.
There you go.
That's all we want.
Yeah.
$30 a month. Be a Klingon.
That's
it's a
right.
funny joke. Static radio, Klingon. Static Kling, electricity.
Sadly, so far the joke's on us.
Don't let it be.
No, you know what? We have what I walked in there. We were at 49, right? Is that right? Or 40? Was it 44?
40
something. I can't remember. 44?
40
we call, I almost feel like we should call the operator room.
Let's call the operator room.
I'm going to call the operator room.
Let's see how many people they've talked to.
Thanks for calling Static Radio Share-a-thon. This is Stever.
Is your refrigerator running?
Yes, it is.
You better catch it.
Fun Joke Friday. Fun Joke Friday.
Gonna get you.
So far, the joke's on us, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the joke will be on you in a minute.
Whoa. Hey, so right now we are sitting at how many monthly donors for this Share-a-thon?
Well, right now I would say 44, but Joan, one of our faithful operators,
yes,
and bosses,
yes,
is on the phone right now. That could be number 45.
Yay.
On our way to 100.
Yes,
that's what we want.
All right, so we need 55 more people to call in today.
It could happen.
All right,
it could.
I know
it will happen.
Yeah, it absolutely.
How many is that each hour?
Five. That equals 5 an hour. You like that math?
I do.
Pretty good. Because 5 times 12 hours that we're going to be broadcasting today
is
equals
100,000.
No, that's 60, and that we would break our goal. So that means if that is a new Klingon right there, we need 4 more people this hour to call in.
Hey, let me say this. Thank you so much to everyone who's already called in and been a part of what's happening here. It is listener supported, and we're seeing more and more listeners coming alongside what we're doing. Not only, you know, we're talking financial mostly through the Share-a-thon, but you know what? There's a lot of people that take some time to pray for this ministry. We often see their emails of words of encouragement and phone calls. All those ways are ways that you can support the station. But right now, we're kind of asking people to say it with cash.
Yeah, say it with cash. All right, we're gonna get off this phone line so that you can answer it with this next person that's calling you.
All right.
So don't jam it up. So, all right.
Boom.
Talk to you soon, Steve. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
If you happen to be listening in the drive time hour yesterday afternoon, you probably heard my wife break your heart.
Yeah.
Because she got for real with everybody.
It was incredible. I love your bride. She was here.
I do too.
Wait a second. She was here this week hanging out with us. Lead singer Firefly. She had to get back to do some real things.
She left this morning.
Being a band.
She was really bummed that she didn't get to be on the radio anymore. But check this out. We're moving here. I am already here.
Yeah.
Our lease runs out in Nashville at the end of November.
Yeah.
And this is a real thing for us. So I know you're probably sitting there riding around in your car saying, yeah, it's the radio, but I don't know if that's real to me. It's real to me. I'm moving my family here for you. Why don't you help me out a little bit? You should come alongside us and be a monthly donor. For real. It's
that's
a
right.
real... Nashville is her favorite city in the United States.
I know.
And so how do you
she
think...
She made that pretty clear
How do you
week?
Think supper went the day that I come home from the work at Forever 21 and I'm like, hey, I have an idea. Let's move to Albuquerque for a new job for me. And then she just looks at you and laughs, and you're like, but I'm not kidding. Don't hit me.
Can we pray about this
Let's
together?
Just pray about it. I've already prayed about it. I know what we're supposed to do, and now you just have to accept it. Anyway, Dawn's super supportive, and you heard
she's
her.
Incredible.
She sounds she's better than Delilah on the radio.
She is. She
so
really
hopefully
is.
When we're moved, she'll be able to come be a part of the radio station. But you know what?
You never know.
That's not going to happen unless people decide, hey, I want to support this. This is my radio station.
Absolutely.
I can not get a Coke every day for a month.
Yeah. Yeah, it's $30 a month. That's what we're asking. Just $1 a day. Donation of $30 or more, whether it's one time or what we're really looking for is people to come alongside us monthly. We need 55 more people today to meet our goal of 100 new monthly contributors. We can do that. That's only 5 an hour, but that means you have to call right now.
We can do that.
1-866-730-4921. We could meet our goal, dude.
We will meet our goal. I believe
in
you people. I believe that you're gonna say, hey, you know what? I really do like this station.
Yeah.
And this is more important than that pair of jeans that will end up sitting in the corner of my closet next month anyway.
True story. One.
We both know this. Check it out.
Huh.
You're going to buy those jeans.
Yeah.
And 3 things are going to happen. Number one, and it's the least likely thing, they're going to be your most favorite pair of jeans ever.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen? You're going to wear them every day. And then all of your other jeans will be sitting in the corner.
Right.
What's more likely to happen is you'll put them on and they'll rip.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like, I knew I shouldn't have bought these jeans. That was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Or, I wish I would have just given my money to Static Radio.
Yeah. Or number 3, you're going to put those jeans on and be like, man, these don't look as good as they did in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have bought these jeans. Wait a second. How much were these jeans? These jeans were $100-something.
What is wrong with that? Here's the deal. We make you look good every day.
We make you sound right? good.
Every
when
single day.
When you listen to us, you realize how cool you are because we're crazy. We're upping your self-esteem level. You're like, at least I'm not like that guy. Listen to him. He's from the South. He's obviously an idiot. You need to give us your money.
1-866-730-4921. You can't argue with that. We're looking for donations of $30 or more a month if you'd like to come alongside us as a monthly contributor. We need 4 more this hour. We need 5 every hour today in order to meet our goal of 100 new monthly contributors. Please call right now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Our dear friend Darren Barry going to be coming in any minute now to help rock an incentive for one of you coffee lovers out there.
If you're a coffee lover, we're going to go iconic on
you. Ah, see what you did there.
Yeah.
You ready for some breaking news?
Yeah, sure. Let me find the paper.
Let's do it.
Voila!
Breaking news.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Government still shut down.
What?
Be a great time for you to donate to Static Radio while they're not watching you.
1-866-730-4921. Your donations are tax deductible, so when they do come back and freak out because they got to try and pay everybody back for all the work that they didn't do, and then decide they want to up the taxes, you say, yeah, but check out all this money that I contributed to a nonprofit organization. Boom! Tax deduction!
This is the good I was doing while you guys couldn't make your minds up and you were going on vacation because apparently you're getting paid anyway.
Just saying.
Boom. Check this out. Speaking of the government being shut down, President Obama says he is exasperated by the GOP.
Really?
Yeah. Also, it's being speculated that foreign powers will take advantage of the U.S. government shutdown to lure spies to come work for them.
Wow.
Whoa. We need SHIELD to step it up.
Yeah, we do.
Many women are reporting that they are buying their own engagement rings.
Oh, come on,
dude. Sounds like you found a class act, lady.
No kidding. Jeez.
Man, that's stupid.
Buying your own wedding ring?
I know the economy is kind of in the crapper right now. The government shut down. But don't buy your own engagement ring.
Yeah.
If you're with a dude that's like, no, I'm not buying you an engagement ring, go find some dude that loves you.
Yeah.
Because obviously something's not working out.
You know who loves you?
Who?
We do.
We do.
1-866-730-4921. You don't have to buy us an engagement ring. We just need $30 a month to stay on the air.
It's a lot cheaper than an engagement ring.
A lot cheaper.
I know you ladies out there, you wanna rock the size of a moon on your finger. This station's way cheaper than that.
1-866-730-4921. We need four more people to call in with a monthly donation this hour to maintain our goal.
Yeah, and furthering the obesity of our nation, KFC is introducing Go Cups. Cups of chicken and fries that are designed to fit easily into your car's cup holders.
We saw those commercials this week.
Yeah, so not only can you get fat by going into the restaurant, you can get fat just sitting in your car easily, comfortably, no spills. I know you're
ready
for that.
The good news is, while you're in there eating that comfort food, you have us to listen to on your radio station helping you make better choices.
Yeah.
You don't want to buy that Go Cup. You know what you want to buy? Donations to Static Radio.
Yep, and don't tell us that we're not helping you get a workout, because we're making you laugh so hard you got six-pack abs getting out of that car.
We're helping you laugh your butt off. Come on.
You walk into the work and you're like, what? My clothes don't fit anymore. I've dropped 4 waist sizes. How did this happen in the commute from home to work?
Mm-hmm. Laughing your butt off.
You're welcome.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
We got more news. Researchers are saying that they now have proof, people, P-R-O-O-F, that Bigfoot is living in Kentucky.
He is not living in Kentucky. Have you seen some of the people in Kentucky? It's
not
Bigfoot.
Well, for me, it's like, I've been telling y'all this for years. You've never met my Uncle Marty that lives in central Mississippi. Bam! I don't have an Uncle Marty. A 3-year-old boy in India underwent brain surgery to correct premature puberty. That's
crazy. What?
Yeah, we read about this yesterday. Me and Don did. We were like, what's going on? He was like 18 months old or something like that.
Whoa!
Yeah, 18. Three. No.
Three-year-old.
Bad math. 12, bad math.
36-month-old.
Yeah.
36.
For some reason, I thought it said, the article yesterday said 18 months.
18 months. Maybe he started at 18 months.
Maybe so. But yeah, anyway, little baby going through puberty.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
That's like weird sci-fi
movie.
So
they had to go in and do surgery.
Wow.
I hope the kid's okay.
Me too.
A new survey finds that Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
Is the best place to be after age 60.
Huh.
I wonder if there's somebody over there with Static Radio.
Maybe.
Maybe they have the free app that's available in both Android and iTunes markets.
And or they just download the podcast every single day from iTunes or online at mystaticradio.com.
What about our boy Bawa Daba over in Austria? He's
listening. We know you're listening.
International.
What?
Prestige worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla Motors their stock took a nosedive yesterday after a video surfaced of one of the cars on fire. And it was crazy.
What?
Yes, I saw the video.
Gosh.
It was nuts. What happened? I thought we were pointing
out a
phone
call. No, I saw Darren.
Call.
Darren was outside.
Darren. Oh, man. This is exciting news. Speaking of cars, Gas prices are about to hit new lows, my friends. A year ago, the post-Labor Day period was marked with rising prices at the pump, thanks to a brutal hurricane season, among other factors. This year, things are different. Prices remaining subdued even when concerns about strife in the Middle East dominate the news. According to this week's Energy Information Administration report, the national average for a gallon of regular at the end of September was measured at $3.42.
Gosh.
Which we saw right outside is like $3.05.
Yeah, out here, of course, you go to the west side, and yesterday I had to get gas.
Yeah, $3.39.
It was $3.39!
That's quite the hike over there by the mall.
Yeah.
Anyway, the average is about 40 cents less than it was a year ago, and the AAA fuel gauge report indicates that gas prices dropped about 20% or 20 cents per gallon nationally in the past month. And they are predicting that gas prices could drop another 25 to 30 cents per gallon to the cheapest averages of the year.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Here's the good news. Gas prices dropping more and more and more and more.
You got
so the
more
good
money
news
in
is,
the bank.
Exactly. All we need is $30, a dollar a day to help you. To help you!
If you could come in this room right now, you would see the saddest Sarah McLachlan commercial you have ever seen.
I know, we need your help. 1-866-730-4921. Call us now. We're looking for monthly donations of $30 or more. We're going to hook you up with some cool swag. Call now. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Here, you get headphones. I think the one I should have done this off the air, huh?
Hey, we're welcoming into studio our friend Darren.
Boom!
Oh. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Owner of Iconic.
Boom.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sirs.
Yeah. Long, long, long time friend of the ministry. And or friend.
And or friend.
That's right.
Friends.
That's right. You just met Darren recently.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're new friends. I feel like
we
go back, though.
We do.
Because we've shared some great moments.
We have.
Darren, you...
We have.
I just introduced you to Joan, our boss, as the Ian before the Ian, because Ian, the dude in charge of SOPO here, Solomon's Porch on Calvary Campus, you run this joint for a while.
It was quite a while. I designed the space.
Yeah.
Worked out bugs, and yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually go back to... when Solomon's Porch was little more than a coffee cart.
Yeah, you talking over where now the prayer chapel is?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember. I remember about a POD CD there once after service
that.
A long time ago.
Was that back when it was Solomon's cart?
Gosh, that was so bad. Good job.
Thanks.
Good job. Yeah, yeah. So, in studio, hanging out with us, and owner of Iconic Coffee Roasters. I always just call it Iconic. Is that okay?
No, that's fine. People know. Everyone knows.
They know. Yeah. They know about it.
Yeah. When you see it spelled with the K at the end.
Oh.
We were talking about coffee lovers, and it is, you know, the 6 o'clock hour, so most of you listening right now probably are coffee lovers. At least you should be. Because, man, I don't know how else we do this.
If you're not, how are you making it?
How do you do this?
What are you doing?
Well, thanks to Iconic and Darren here, we've got something on. Help me sell this. Tell me what this is.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is a 6-month subscription of our coffee beans.
Okay.
And let's do 1 pound fortnightly.
Ooh, fortnightly.
For 6 months. So you're going to get, depending on 52 weeks.
Math.
Yeah.
Math.
It's
26.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
The beans that we do... they're all direct trade. We buy direct from the farmers.
Boom.
We craft roast each batch in small batches. And
so what you're saying is that they won't be getting like Folgers.
No.
Gonna be getting
this is the good stuff. This is as good as it gets.
Okay.
If I can talk about ourselves a little bit.
Without being
commercial. Really cool. But, you know, we've been operating for about 6 months now or so.
In Santa Fe.
And we're getting all kinds of people. We're, like, in all kinds of magazines.
Nice.
Like I got an email from somebody in Costa Rica saying, hey, I love that thing that you guys did in Travel and Leisure magazine. And I'm like, what? Yeah, just out of nowhere. I didn't even know.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's just cool because Santa Fe's embraced us.
Yeah.
And
Santa Fe's a scary, weird, interesting place. Sorry, Santa Fe. I know you're listening, but it's an interesting, scary, weird place. That's all I can say.
But it's very cool. There's such a community sort of vibe going on. But anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody's really digging what we're doing. And somehow, like, when people make comparisons to us, like, they just reach for the top shelf. They're like, Intelligentsia.
I don't even know what that is. Is that better than
Joey
Starbucks?
Belleville will tell you all about it. He's a big fan.
Super smart.
But yeah, like,
sounds crazy.
Like,
smart.
The reviews, they're like, yeah, well, Stump Town's like this, and these guys are kind of like this. Yeah, so
I know from being on tour, Stump Town's like the Holy Grail up in the Northwest.
Really?
Yeah. That's the kind of style that we're roasting, and that's kind of the product that we serve. So,
which means you mentioned it in cool terms because you're in Santa Fe and you're super fresh. Fortnightly, you're talking. Fortnightly means what does that mean? Like once a month?
No,
like once
it means every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, because it makes it easier that way. Because if we say a couple of pounds a month, you know how many weeks are in your month? I'd have to really do math.
Here's what you need to do right
I'm
now.
I'm not going to do that math.
Coffee lovers, here's what you got to do. The next person that calls 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We're looking for somebody to come alongside us with a monthly donation of $50 or more. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to get this iconic coffee roasters mug. See this on the webcam? You're going to get this iconic coffee roasters t-shirt. You're also going to get a 6-month subscription to the iconic coffee roasters. What is it called? It's monthly. Fortnightly subscription.
Fortnightly. A night spent underneath the stars at a fort.
That's not what that means.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So every other week you'll be shipping them a bag, a pound of your beans.
Yeah, we'll do a pound every other week.
Wow. Okay, a pound every other week. And all you got to do is call us right now.
Guys, that's a
lot of coffee.
And this is not,
we're not messing around.
This is not Folgers.
This ain't Chump Coffee, yo.
This ain't Chump Town.
Yeah, dude, Darren, talk a little bit about K-Lite, M88, Static Radio. Talk about 88.3 FM, because you've been a part of this for years. What is this, these call letters, what has this station meant to you over it? Because obviously you wouldn't be doing this if it didn't mean something.
Oh, I love this station. I mean, in all its iterations that it's gone through the years. I mean, going back to the really early days when it was K-Lite and it wasn't on this campus. I feel like... I mean, you guys have been a huge blessing to me, just being able to come on air every so often and just talk about what we're doing and pretend you're interested.
Whatever!
I'm interested.
Yeah. He's interested. I'm interested.
It's great. This is a great ministry. And... you know, we'll never know the depth of what God's really doing with this station and who it's reaching at any point in time. Because a lot of times you just don't hear those voices.
Yeah.
But there have been times I've just been down, you know, and you flip through the station and some song just catches you and you're just like, oh, it just means so much right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You guys are a rock.
High five! 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. If you want more information on this package, check it out. It's iconiccoffee.com, and iconic is spelled super fresh. It's I-C-O-N-I-K coffee.
It's a cool design.
Iconiccoffee.com to check out details on this. We are offering up a 6-month subscription to their beans. Which means fortnightly, or every other week, you will be getting a pound of coffee, you'll be getting a mug, you'll be getting a t-shirt, but you got to call in now for a donation of $50 or more on a monthly basis. We'll totally hook you up.
Yeah, and we'll just do like the coffee of the month sort of a thing.
Okay.
We have a, you know, at any point in time, we probably have like 8 beans that we keep on hand.
But, okay.
You know, because it's a crop that comes out of the ground that God puts rain and sun and, you know, so it changes. So, like, sometimes we lose something, but we gain something else.
Oh, that's so cool.
we always keep it current. And we just got in a new crop of this Ethiopian natural.
What you gave us yesterday?
Yeah, did you taste it yet?
Man, no, we're waiting until 8 a.m.
Today's the breakout.
Yes, we're breaking out at 8 a.m. We got Rebel Donut coming in here to help us as well. And we're gonna do a little mix and match with the iconic coffee and the Rebel Donut.
Yes.
Yes. So we got a call from the operator room. Static.
Hey, guys, ladies, how y'all doing in there?
Doing well. Good. How you doing?
Hey, we've got a young lady all the way from Mississippi calling in, making a monthly donation. Her name is Kimberly, so here she is. Say good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm on my way to my conference. What you doing?
Just on the radio.
Did you call in and donate monthly to this ministry?
I did.
Man, you are so amazing.
My sisters are the best.
Does that mean we get to call and give Allison crap until she decides to do the same thing?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Oh, don't do that.
We would never do that.
Well, see, Kimberly also just packaged a bunch of the jewelry.
No.
Okay.
That's anonymous.
Oh, right.
Well,
you're taking away treasures in heaven. Treasures in heaven.
Wait,
gone.
I get it now, Kimberly. Hide in place.
It's okay.
I get it.
It's okay. It's okay. I did. I just wanted to send some jewelry to go in with the Soleil project. But it's I didn't want any recognition for it. But I do like, if you know of any other places that are needing some donations, let me know, because I'd really like to be a part of that.
Well, we think that's great, and getting to hear the stories from Michelle Schroff and everybody at Project Zoe, it's really cool that you decided to help out.
Yeah,
I think
I have a question, because obviously you probably turned on to this station recently when Mateo over here came on to the radio. So in the time period that you've been listening, what has this station meant to you?
Well, I do teach, so I only get to listen to, 10 to 15 minutes in the morning, but I do like to listen to the podcast in the afternoon, and I've learned just a lot of different things, some I didn't really need to know, but the things that I like, I did get to listen to Michelle when she talked about the Zoe Project, and that just reached out to me. We have things that go on here, too, but because Matt is there, I can feel a part of his life, too. And I'm actually, Matthew, don't cry. Don't just make you cry.
I won't cry.
But we don't get to see each other much. And, this just kind of lets us, my family is able to hear him more. So
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're closer, even though the distance is farther away. So it's meant a lot to me.
Wow. Yay. Thank you so much for calling and being a part of the ministry, Kimberly. You are amazing. I can't wait to meet you someday.
I know. I would love to come visit the studio and then go see Michelle. And I feel like I have a lot of friends out there. I've never been there, but
you do. And
when Dawn gets out there, that's just going to be great. And I've been able to listen to her some this week, and she definitely is a plus to the show.
We all agree. I think everybody agrees.
Heard that. Yeah. She heard that.
Everybody agrees with that. Everybody's already asking why she's not here.
Everybody, she was leaving yesterday, and everybody was like, now it's just going to be you.
Now it's just going to be you. Okay.
Yes. I had to tell the guy that answered the phone for the donation call. I did admit that I was on the most country of the three of us. I do realize that my accent is probably like a different language to most of you out there, but Matthew can decipher if needed.
I'm on this.
All right.
Well, I love you, Matthew.
Love you, too.
And thanks for doing what y'all do. I'm going to keep listening.
All right. Thanks, Kimberly. All right.
All right.
Bye. 1-866-730-4921.
The epitome of a Southern belle right
Gosh,
there.
Gosh, that was so sweet. That was amazing.
That's
She's
true.
A sweetheart.
She is.
I should have had her little theme song going in the background the whole time. If Matthews... Yes, right.
Matthew. That's
how
you know...
Matthew's sister.
That's how you know people that knew me before I went to college. Because when I got to college, everybody started calling me Matt.
Matt?
Yeah. But before then, it's Matthew.
Matthew.
So if I'm at home and somebody walks up to me, like if I'm with Dawn and we're in Mississippi, somebody will go, Matthew!
Yep. I'm Steven.
Yeah.
Steven.
That just happens.
Yep. Up until, about high school, I was Steven. My mom still calls me Steven.
Yeah. You know, Kimberly is a coffee lover like me. Most of my family is. I think it's because my mom when we were growing up, my mom and dad both, they were just killing. Just pots of coffee. Boom! Every morning. It's because we
probably
were crazy.
Not this coffee, though. My mom was like a Folgers, and then she would use... Do you remember that? What was that? It came in little tins, and it was like the French vanilla or the... And it was like these nasty...
Gosh. Yeah, the grains.
Yeah, what was that junk
It was
called...
It was Earth, and you would go outside, and you would just kind of...
That's what
it always, ground.
It always smelled so good, though, as a kid, but then you would taste it, and it tasted terrible.
Earth and, like, air fresheners is what that's
Yeah, yeah
out
pretty
of.
Much.
It was literally, they call it coffee grounds because it was the ground.
Yeah.
It was the ground.
Yeah.
Dirt.
1-866-730-4921, the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. We need, I believe, two more than this hour to call in and donate with a monthly donation to maintain our goal. But we're looking right now for a special coffee lover. For a donation of $50 or more a month, we want to hook you up with this iconic coffee roaster's six-month subscription, which means every other week you're going to be sent a pound of coffee from Iconic Coffee in Santa Fe. We're also going to give you an iconic mug and an iconic T-shirt. And, Darren, I can't thank you enough for coming in and blessing us with this. Because this is huge, man.
It really is.
Yeah. It really, really is.
We want to do more of this.
Yeah. Dude, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to post a link to Iconic Coffee so you can see what this is for you coffee lovers out there. But we only have one of these special packages. So you have to be the first person to call in with a donation of $50 or more a month. We're going to give you this right now. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We got to take a quick break. Coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, people are probably freaking out. We're going to do birthdays.
Don't freak out.
A little behind on birthdays.
Calm yourselves.
7 o'clock. It's happening.
Boom.
1-866-730-4921. Darren from Iconic Coffee Roasters in Santa Fe. Thanks, man.
We salute you. Yes. Fortnightly.
Iconic Coffee Roasters, check out the details at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for this six-month subscription, the coffee mug, and the T-shirt. It can be yours, but we only have one, so you have to call right now. 1-866-730-4921. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Katie is a friend.
Yeah!
Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
Speaking of good friends, we had four really good friends in the 6 o'clock hour call in and say, hey, here's the deal. I love Static Radio. I want to sign up for a monthly donation. Now, our goal was five an hour,
yep.
Which means in the 7 o'clock hour, we need six people to call in.
We almost got it.
We almost got it. We got four.
Almost got it.
We got four in the 6 o'clock hour. Call up and say, hey, we want to be monthly contributors to the station. If you would like to join us, if you would like to become a monthly contributor to Static Radio, call right now, 1-866-730-4921. Joining us in studio right now, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Good morning.
Welcome.
What's up?
Man, you know, just our share-a-thon.
Yeah.
You've been around for how many of these now?
The last few that we've done, third one.
Where you've been hanging out with us for...
And then way back in the old days, I was there for a couple of those, too.
Man, yeah. So, bringing it back, hey, we have not because we ask not, right?
Yeah.
And so we are here asking because we're a listener-supported station. KLYT has been in the community for decades.
Yeah.
And you were a part of KLYT. You got to be on the radio
back in the day. Yeah, it was cool. We had an afternoon Bible study called The Power Source.
The Power Source!
The Power Source with Sam Swan.
Yes!
Can I tell you something about The Power Source? Okay, long ago, this is completely off topic, and I'll hurry because I know we got to get to birthdays. But Freshman 15, that's what Waverly was before we were Waverly.
Oh, okay.
Right.
We played our first ever show in Nashville at this crappy little cafe. It was awful. And it was like they had things up everywhere. It's like, we are nonprofit. We are nonprofit. But then they wouldn't, like, they gave no bands like free anything. So if you wanted food or a Coke, you had to go buy it. And we were like, okay. So then you go buy it, and the Coke that you just bought was like $6.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like a glass Coke. And you're like, well, I guess you are nonprofit, huh? Something's weird. But anyway, this guy played, and his name was, he got up there and he's like,
Hi, my name is blah, 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 and I go by the power source.
And he had, like, the deepest voice you could imagine. Like, you could almost not hear him.
Really?
He was, like, almost hitting brown note, and you're like, ah, I'm losing my vowels. But it was like,
oh, blah, blah, blah.
So then he starts singing, and it's like, boom, boom, this peppy little tune, and then all of a sudden he just comes out of the gate, and he's going, ha, and he was...
Really?
Crazy! He had the range of the sky.
Oh my god!
It was nuts.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
And so from then on, the power source.
The power
source. We would go, you're like the power source.
The power source.
That's and when you said that, all I could picture
so I brought
was that
back
guy going,
those you brought wonderful back memories.
He was like, this song's for you, darling.
That's why. If I can bring back memories, that's
Dude,
a good day.
There you go.
It's a good day, bro.
Bringing back the power source
that's
with
right.
Sam Swan.
The power source.
Back in the K-Light days.
That's right. Boom. Yeah, it was like a 3-minute Bible study at 3:20 in the afternoon.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Amazing.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
So you, there is heritage for you with this station.
Yeah.
Like, heritage. 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 So there's a reason why you are here. I mean, other than the fact that you just enjoy hanging out with cool people.
Yeah, well, that, that goes without
Although
saying.
Mitch isn't here, so I guess the cool people, you're just going to have to hang out with me and Mateo.
Well, yeah. That's okay. Yeah. We, you know, 2/3 of cool people that
yeah.
I know.
The cool people yeah. show up a little later.
Yeah, yeah. Celeste and Mitch, yeah. they're later. They're the cool
so
people.
So you're like pre-cool.
We're, yeah. yeah, we're the warm-up.
We're
the warm-up to the actual, to the headliners.
To the headliners.
We're the warm-up to the cool.
We're the opening act,
there
if you
go.
Will.
There you
so.
Go. Well, it's a good way to get people... woken up.
There you go. 1-866-730-4921. We need 6 people to call in the 7 o'clock hour with a donation of $30 or more. Join us monthly. We've got iPhone cases. We've got CDs. We've got T-shirts. We've got comic book grab bags. Winter Jam tickets. We've got tickets to Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Organ. There's so many different things. In fact,
so
coming up
many.
At 7:30, we're going to be talking with Dave Gatt in studio, the owner of Square Root Salon, about why he loves the station and why he was willing to give us some Square Root Salon gift cards for those that call in. So maybe you want to get your hair did.
Mm.
Either way, call us 1-866-730-4921. It is day 3, our final day of our share-a-thon. We need 6 people to call in this hour with a $30 a month donation. Join us monthly, and we'll maintain that goal. We're trying to get there. 6 p.m. is coming
We're
soon.
We're going to get there.
We're going to get there.
Hey, we have less than 12 hours.
Yes, we
We're
do.
We're rocking like 11 hours right now.
Good
11
math.
Hours to hit our goal.
Yeah,
call
and
us. You're going to help us.
1-866-730-4921. You can also donate online at mystaticradio.com. Right now, though, we got to do some birthdays.
Boom!
What?
Oh, yeah. Birthdays are getting weird.
Birthdays, they're kind of sad that they were getting bumped.
What's sorry, happened? Birthdays. We're sorry.
Just sitting over here doing their thing. So.
Birthdays are like Eeyore today.
Yeah.
Sorry, birthdays. We love you. But Darren was here from Iconic, and we
listen
we
to birthdays to, right now.
We wanted to help out a listener with their coffee addiction and help the ministry at the same time.
And I get to help birthdays today.
And now Sam gets to help birthdays.
Or play.
Hey,
play birthdays.
Pep up their birthdays.
Come on,
it's
birthdays.
Gonna be okay.
It's gonna be fine.
It sounds like birthdays need some coffee.
Sam Swan, probably my favorite Baptist.
That's,
all right.
That's tweetable right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet
yeah.
that right now.
There it is. There
all
it is.
Right.
Next to John, of course.
Yes, of course.
Next to John.
Of course.
Because John's probably my favorite Baptist. You know what I'm saying?
You mean, never mind.
John the.
Yeah. I got you.
I mean, he's the Baptist.
Yeah.
All right,
guess so.
Birthdays.
All right. There you go.
It's
more
the
live.
277th day of 2013. There's only about, 80...
Something. 88
days
left in the year.
88 miles per hour.
There's some synergy there, man.
You know what? 88 days remaining. That's worth a monthly donation of something.
Yep.
Something.
Call now 1-866-730-4921. Let me slow down. 1-866-730-4921.
Yes.
Tell Joan and Darren I said hi, and I'll be back in there in a minute.
Boom. Dude, shout out to Joan and Darren.
Yes.
Joan, our boss. Darren, our awesome friend.
Yep. Darren's our sales manager
yes,
from KNKT.
And they are owning it right now, getting here before the sun, and they don't normally do
no,
that.
No, they don't.
Nope.
So
no.
It's a huge deal to have them in there.
And for those who are tuned in and are like, birthdays? What's that about?
We do it every morning at 6:45, birthday shout-outs. If you'd like to get a birthday shout-out in, you just email it, studio@mystaticradio.com. We're going to help you.
All right. From the series Amen. You might remember that.
Nope. No.
Yeah, who was the guy who played George Jefferson? Anyway,
he was the old guy in the room.
I know who he is. Sherman Hensley.
Sherman Hensley played the preacher on Amen. No, Clifton Davis. Clifton Davis played the preacher, and it's Clifton's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Hey! I think Sherman played one of the parishioners.
Yeah, you're right, because he was in that show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, it's Clifton Davis's birthday.
Good, good.
82.
84.
64.
See, Sam knows.
Sam knows. I don't know.
He was 68.
Oh, he just turned. We should make Sam guess first.
We thought he was old.
No.
Apparently, Sam knows.
All right. From Salt.
Yeah. Okay.
And X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Liev Schreiber. Boom!
It's actually Liev Schreiber.
I found out because he's on a new show called Ray Donovan, and they were interviewing him, and they said his name, and I thought, wait, what?
I've been saying Liev Schreiber this whole time.
Hey, what are the first three letters in Donovan? D-O-N. That's also the first three letters in donate. Donate now. 1-866-730-4921. Thanks.
Okay, so it's Mr. Schreiber's birthday. How old is he?
Gosh, I love Liev Schreiber. 42.
That's 47.
I'm going to say 49.
He is 46.
Oh!
So close.
Dang.
So close. All right.
It's pretty close.
We were in the 40s.
Yep. So from Thelma and Louise, Dead Man Walking, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show,
Tim Curry.
From Thelma and Louise, Dead Man Walking, and the Rocky...
Susan Sarandon.
Which ends in D-O-N.
D-O-N, that's the first three letters of donate. You should donate now. 1-866-730-4921. Do us a favor.
Okay, it's Susan Sarandon's birthday. Married to Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
From the Shawshank Redemption.
Are they still married?
I think so.
They were. They were like one of the longest standing couples.
Are they not?
I think recently either they are separated or got a divorce.
I haven't heard
that. Don't give
me
bummer. I thought bad news.
Don't give him a
Google
word.
It.
Sorry. How old is Susan Sarandon?
Oh.
She's, she looks younger than she is. I know
she
that.
She is. I'm going to say 57.
Oh, man.
Was that your number? I'm sorry. I'll let you have that one.
I'm going 60s.
68.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to do the middle ground. 63.
In 365 days, she'll be 68 years old.
Wait, that means she's 67.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
57.
I said 68.
I said 57.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I feel bad.
Why do I know this?
Almost got you.
Matt should know this.
Wait, I do know this. Is it Batman?
Yeah, well, Batman and Robin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I should know this. This is the worst comic book movie ever.
From Batman and Robin and Clueless.
Did you see Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance?
No, I didn't.
Holy rusted metal, Batman.
That was awesome.
Who'd you say his birthday it is?
It's Batman and Robin and Clueless are the movies.
Oh, Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, queen of the early
90s. Who regurgitates her food for her baby.
Oh,
does she really?
So do birds. The last letter in bird is D.
D-O-N-A-T.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said she does it.
Updating previous news, guys. It's 2013. I hate to break this to you, but Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins split in 2009.
Okay, thanks for the bummer bad news.
2009.
This dude over here with the bummer.
All right, Alicia Silverstone.
For 4 years.
Okay.
Alicia Silverstone.
No, here, let's... okay.
Clueless and Batman. Alicia Silverstone.
I think she is 35.
Also, most notably from the Aerosmith music videos.
That's right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
I was a freshman in high school when that happened. Yes. True story, man. You know? And then recently she came out with that whole, like, freaky...
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I think she's 35.
Okay. No, she is 38.
40.
She's 37.
Ah!
She's 37.
Because when I was a freshman in high school, I went to military school, and there's a dude there named Will, and his older sister was in the same grade as her, and they went to the same high school, and they were friends. So that's why I was so close.
You were a lot closer.
Yes, that's why.
Okay, any creepy music, Steve-O?
Creepy music?
Yeah,
like
you have it.
Like, scary horror
sure,
movie music?
Sure.
Okay, creepy music.
Yep.
Boom. Here we go.
Author?
Stephen King.
Nope.
Dean Koontz.
Vampires.
R.L. Stein.
No. Anne Rice.
Anne Rice.
Yeah. The only female vampire writer worth anything. You hear that, Stephanie Meyer? Your books suck.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
Calling her out.
You know what? You need to get Don back in studio. Keep us in check.
Her books were not good.
Anne Rice celebrating a birthday today.
Her favorite word was dazzling.
Anne Rice.
I couldn't finish the Twilight books.
Celebrating a birthday.
Because Bella said dazzles every eight words.
Anne Rice is 67 years old, just like Susan Sarandon.
Did she write the glittery stuff into the books, too? The shiny, glittery.
Of course, that was all book. That was all like the sparkly.
Sparkly,
and then the Vampire Lestat was like, stupid. Yeah, thanks Anne Rice for making books that were at least okay. Anyways, she is 68.
I'm gonna say 61.
She's actually 72.
Oh, we were way off.
72.
And I was only 4 years off. How am I way
off? I'm a lot better at this when I'm listening to you guys on the air when I'm driving to the studio.
Paperback Ride.
Yep. This author wrote all kinds of romance novels.
Michael Crichton.
No.
Stephen King.
She wrote all kinds of romance novels.
Judy Blume.
No.
Super Fudge wasn't a romance novel.
I don't know anybody.
Jackie Collins celebrating a birthday today.
Jackie Collins. I've seen that.
She is in her 70s, guys.
81.
72.
74.
Paperback writer Jackie Collins turned 76 today.
Oh.
76 years young.
We're doing
bad. I was
bad.
Joking. I have
no
idea.
Not doing that good, guys.
Sorry.
Brought the vibe down. It's
come on,
bet.
Sam.
I think it was
you guys do better when I'm not
here. It was
here.
The bummer birthday music that brought the vibe down.
Yeah. Maybe so.
All right. We are to dates. On this date, in what year did the first U.S. men's or the first U.S. Open men's golf championship run by the USGA, the United States Golf Association, when was it played on a 9-hole course in Newport, Rhode Island? Wow, 9-hole course for the championship.
That sounds like a bunch of malarkey.
What year was it?
They must have played
twice. 1927.
I'm going to say 1917.
1952.
1895.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, on this date in what year, the CBS television show Leave It to Beaver debuted.
No way.
Starring Hugh Beaumont. Barbara Billingsley.
Wow, you know this.
Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers
as the Beaver.
That's right. What was the year?
52.
56.
57.
57!
Yay! Oh. Good job!
Woo! I'm a really good guesser. You should call in today. Donate your money so we can get paid. You call 1-866-730-4912.
Or 2-1.
Do it right now.
And actually, for those who were trying to follow along the song, it's 1-866.
Thank you.
730-4912-4921 Static Radio in the midst of our
share-a-thon.
You know what? Let me say this, because it's easy to come on during the share-a-thon and go, "Oh, we're so encouraged," and we are.
Yeah.
But man, yesterday, what an encouraging day!
Yeah. You know what? We tripled our last share-a-thon's Thursday.
Yeah.
Really?
Thursday, typically the second day is awful.
So,
and it's usually the day that we are like, "Brr, okay, why are we here?"
Here's what
God
I'm
going to
say. Some NFL teams.
Yeah.
Listen, Steve-O. Some NFL teams. They go, "All right, that's enough points. Let's just back off."
Yeah.
No, pile it on.
We're
doing Bill Belichick today.
Yeah, we still need six people to call this hour with their monthly contribution to maintain our goal. We need 100 new monthly contributors. That may seem like a lot, but here's the deal. It costs upwards of $50,000 a month to run the radio station. So, whereas we are very stoked because we have reached the $20,000 mark for our share-a-thon, that's $20,000 to use over the course of the next 6 months. Did I mention our bills are about $50,000 every month? So,
$50K a month.
We need a lot of help still.
We're getting closer, but we're still a ways off.
Yes.
I've got to redeem myself and say this number correctly. 1-866-730-4921.
Yes.
Make it happen.
All right, so today is Friday. And what is it, the 3rd? October 3rd?
Okay.
It's Improve Your Office Day.
Hey, we're trying to improve our office right now.
That's right.
With Steve donations of $30 yeah, or more Matt,
I'm
a month.
Matthew, I'm listening.
I've got bad news. It's the 4th.
Yeah, today's the 4th.
Yeah. Okay, it's the 4th.
We lost a day. We lost
it's
a
still,
day.
No, it's still Improve Your Office Day. It's the, yeah. for the 4th, October 4th.
Yep.
Today, Friday, is a National Denim Day.
Hey, look at that. We're wearing denim.
Yeah, denim.
Wearing, hey, all of us
every day
denim.
Is denim day for me. Yeah.
Every day is denim day for Mateo, too. Not just his pants, but his shirt. His.
And today, Joey can do this better than me, but
denim
today
underwear.
Is... Today is
10-4
day.
It's 10-4 day?
Yes, it is.
It's October 4th.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
10-4, good 10-4. Buddy.
10-4.
All right. All right. For those who care, it's Wodka Day.
Okay.
It is. It says it on the list.
What is Wodka?
I really...
Wodka?
Wodka. It's Wodka Day.
Oh, you Wodka.
Moose and squirrel.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. There you go.
Duh.
Wodka Day.
It's World Smile Day. Everyone together in the webcam. Ready? Smile. All right. That's okay. A radio smile, right. By the way.
There you go.
All right. And it's National Golf Day, of course, in remembrance of the 1895 U.S. Open played on the 9-hole course in Newport, Rhode Island.
Wow.
That incredible. Is all.
All right, yeah. Priabo. We are at $20,333 for our share-a-thon, which is very exciting.
It sounds like a lot, but we need your help. Continue to help us.
Yes, that is for the total of the share-a-thon, which we do every 6 months. Our bills are just under $50,000 every single month.
Yeah, it sounds daunting, but if we all pitch in,
yeah.
It's not.
We are putting our money where our mouth is. We are monthly contributors, and we are asking for you to do the same. Donations of $30 or more a month. We want to give you a CD. We want to give you an iPhone case or a T-shirt or a comic grab bag. We've got a lot of really rad exclusives. So you got to call us up, though. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We got a culture shock right now coming to you from the Black Keys. And then we'll get back to our dear friend Sam Swan from the Baptist Commission in
awesome.
Mexico. I want to talk a little bit about KLYT and 88.3 FM. And,
okay.
Yeah. What it has meant to you and the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, learning about cool music, you know. Because I know it's rare for you guys to find cool music. So you have to find it here.
Yes. Never going to
We'll
find
talk
it.
About that.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that coming
Absolutely.
Up. So 1-866-730-4921. Culture shock for you now coming from the Black Keys. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Good morning,
early person.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo.
Hey.
Sup. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up? I'm sorry, I'm a little freaked out. The decorations in the studio
You're
was
just
touching
too tall.
The top of my head, and with all the discussion the last couple weeks about spiders and snakes, yeah. I was about to freak out. I was like, what's touching me? What's that? Oh, it's just a streamer.
Yeah, the only
It's just something hanging from the ceiling
the
that's
only
decorative.
The only person that's had that problem is Celeste.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
She's like, whoa!
Yeah. I'm not tall enough.
Yeah.
Us hobbit folk from the Shire.
I'll be a hobbit with
we
you.
We don't have to deal with those things, so, but you elves over there.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's cool.
It tickled my hair.
It is day 3 of our Share-a-thon.
Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
We are here for you.
Share with us.
Broadcasting from the Shire.
Share your monies with us.
Tis been a great Share-a-thon so
Please
far.
Please be gracious.
We have raised just over $23,000 now, up to the minute stats.
Show us favor.
In order to maintain our goal, though, we need 5 more monthly contributors to
yes.
call right now.
I can't read.
For just 30 pence a month.
What is a pence?
I think
it's probably more
that.
Than 30 pence, huh?
We need $30.
Hey,
30
more, yeah.
U.S. dollars. That's what we want.
30 U.S. dollars. That's
hey,
what we need.
Be a Klingon today. That means you're a monthly donor.
Yeah, that's right. For your monthly contribution, here's the deal. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have Dave Gatt from Square Root Salon. I just heard from them, we have enough right now that until they run out, everybody who calls in with a monthly contribution of $30 or more, we're going to hook you up with a CD of your choice or an iPhone case. We're also going to throw in that gift card to Square Root Salon.
Really?
Yeah, everybody that calls in right now.
Call right now, then.
With a donation of $30 or more. Or maybe you want the comic grab bag, courtesy of Astro Zombies.
Yeah, we also still have a couple of those little Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Punk
action figure.
Punko.
Funko Pop.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
We got a few of those. Maybe you want the comic package. We'll throw in a Square Root gift card with that as well. And that way you can get your nerd on, and then you can be like, but honey,
yeah,
I'm reading my comics, and I'm going to let you go to the salon.
Also, my favorite
and then
color
she's gonna
is
be like,
clear.
You're so great. It's going to be incredible. So, nerds, we're helping you, bro.
You've got to do this now, though, because we... Iconic Coffee threw up a donation earlier, and it was gone.
It was gone.
Seconds.
Yeah, in moments that package was gone. So if you want that, hey, maybe you're a comic dude. Let's be honest. If we're comic dudes here, we don't necessarily take care of our hair.
Yeah, or wear deodorant.
And so maybe you get the comic package to fulfill the nerdness that is within you, which is okay. It's within us too. May that nerdness be with you.
May it be as it ever shall be.
That's right. And also with you. So you get that comic package, you get the Sheldon Cooper action figure, but then you're thinking, I don't need the square. Yes, you do. Trust me, you do.
Yeah.
So maybe you use that for yourself.
Or if you're trying to impress some chick.
Exactly.
You're like, yeah, maybe.
You're not going to impress her with the comic collection, I promise.
You're not.
But you will with the nice haircut.
You will.
So 1-866-730-4921, the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921 with a donation of $30 or more a month. We want to bless you back. We got a CD. We're an iPhone 4 case. We also have Square Root Salon gift cards. We've got Winter Jam tickets. We've got Lobo football tickets. We got a ton of stuff, but you need to call right now. 1-866-730-4921.
Hey, don't hesitate. This is not the time to hesitate.
We need five more this hour to maintain our goal of reaching 100 new monthly donors for the duration of the Share-a-thon. We've got 10 and a half hours left to go. So help us get that goal.
Yep.
Sam, you're used to this.
Yeah, a little bit.
For the years that you've been a listener of KLYT, Massive/M88, Static Radio, the name has changed, the call letters have stayed the same, the frequency has stayed the same, and most importantly, the vision has stayed the same to reach this next generation for Jesus Christ through the culture, through incredible music. And as somebody who tours around the entire state of New Mexico for the Baptist Convention, share a little bit about that youth culture, being a youth minister yourself, and what that means to have something like Static Radio, or just to try and impact the culture in that way.
Well, music, for every generation of teenagers, no matter what age they've come from, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, everything, the music is huge in teen culture. It is huge. And for some reason, I can't put my finger on this, but it just seems to me, in observing and looking around and paying attention a little bit, that music is even bigger than it ever has been.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why there is. Maybe, perhaps there's some of the genres that have come out. There's all these subgenres. You know, back in the old days, it used to be three or four different styles. Now you've got all these big genres and then subgenres. But it seems to me that the creativity of music has increased, and I think this generation loves that part.
Absolutely.
I think they just love
that.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Genuine, yeah.
Yeah.
You're looking for
because
the,
there's reality. They're
that.
Not necessarily looking for polished stuff, because some of the stuff that they really, really like, I'm like, well, I just heard, you know, that's a little out of tune, and that's it. But they're not. They like it because it's raw.
Yeah, it's
real. There's an edge to it, and I'm not. I don't. When I say edge, I don't even mean like it's way out there and they're screaming. Although they like that too. But I mean, it's just there's just a raw. I mean, even Switchfoot's newest album had like a raw. It was
absolutely.
Kind of back to the roots kind of a sound, which I love that one, by the way.
Yeah.
So I think music just communicates well. It gives something. For people to have conversation about, and they can agree. In fact, I agree or disagree, and sometimes passionately disagree about favorite bands or favorite songs, and for different reasons. But it just seems like that with the technology and the greatness of the music that's being produced, as far as studio stuff and all of that, the sound of it, they're more astute. The listeners are more astute because they've got it in their ears all day long.
Right.
But it gives us something to talk about. It gives and what I love about what Static is doing is and K-Lite has done for years and years and years, kind of on and off and in different different ways, put some throw some other stuff out there. Because that, you know, that label we say Christian music. Well, that's really, you know, what does that mean? What is if you're saying
did
that's
that
music
song just give its heart to Jesus, because I don't think so.
That's music with a Christian message.
Right.
Okay, that's different. And I know we kind of shorten things because we like to do things to the lowest common denominator anyway. But the idea of some of the culture shocks opens up conversation. Because let's say a student is riding home from school with a friend and they're listening to Static. And Static plays a song that they would hear on mainstream radio, I don't even really like that term, but it communicates what I'm trying to get across here.
Yeah.
But they listen, they say, hey, I heard that on another radio station. And it gives them an opportunity to kind of talk and say, well, they're playing it because there's, and listen to this line right here. That, you know how people talk about music. When I was when I was in middle school and high school, we would have record listening parties.
Yeah.
And my friends would buy, they would have their new records and I would have my new records. And they'd come over to my house or I'd go over to their house. And we would just, for hours, play, oh, and this new song by the Eagles? And have you heard that one yet? No, no. And then they play it. And then we're like, yo, dude, I got to get that album.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when cassette tapes came out, then we just started recording everybody's music.
Right,
right. But that's a whole other issue right there. We'll move on from there. But I had to have the two deck because you can record from one to the other.
Absolutely, bro.
But there's still a way to do that.
Yeah.
You know, people do that all the time. I watch students all the time pop their earbud out and go, you got to hear this. And
right.
They share an earbud with somebody and they're listening to the same iPod or whatever. Excuse me, MP3 player. Not
whatever.
To endorse one.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nowadays, I mean, the way that music is out there, whether it's through something like a service like Spotify or now with iTunes, you don't even need to buy a record. You just love the song. You grab a single.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's all over. I mean, there's 17 different music television channels. It's entertainment has become the Super Bowl halftime show is almost bigger than the Super Bowl itself at this point, which drives me crazy. But Bruno Mars this year, I'm rooting for you, buddy. However, it's amazing as we talk about music and what people are looking for. Isn't it that way with the gospel? We can tell when it's a polished piece of crap or when it's the genuine article.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how polished your tune is, how much studio time you've put into it. If it's not genuine, if it's not real, if it's not from the heart, people are going to sniff it out and totally not care. And I think that's been the problem over the years with the quote-unquote Christian industry is we've been kind of copycatting and piggybacking, and which is why Static Radio wanted to do something authentic, something different.
Yeah.
Not go after the same bands that sound like everybody else, but different bands and say, hey man, there's some incredible creativity out there. We are created in the image of God. We have the capacity to be creative ourselves. He has given each one of us talents and abilities to do that to our best. So let's do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what we've been doing with Static Radio, because that's it. This next generation doesn't care about the flash and they want something real, something authentic, something genuine, and they'll sniff it out a mile away if it's if it's a polished piece of
poo. They're sharp, man. They can spot a phony a mile away.
They really can, and that is the purpose. So if that's something you believe in, if that's something you agree with, if you love the ministry of Static Radio, if you just love the music, that we're not pulling any punches. This is what we're here for, to share the truth of Jesus Christ with our audience. We want to engage you through music, through challenging conversations, through idiotic conversations about comic books and movies and whatever's happening in culture, but we're going to engage it, and I promise you there is always a story. C.S. Lewis always said it best, the fact that every story is a retelling of the story. There's nothing new under the sun. And if we are truly walking after Jesus and we have those biblical worldview lenses on, we're going to see everything through the lens of the Bible. We should be anyways. And so that's what we choose to do here. And if that's something that you can get behind, we need your help. We need your donations. We're a listener supported station. It is through listener contributions that we're able to do the things we do, like be completely different than any other radio station in the nation. We've heard from so many different bands over the last few days saying, man, this is my favorite radio station. When we get to come through Albuquerque, this is the best, because we know you guys are real. We know you guys are different. And that doesn't negate any other radio station.
No, not at all.
But that means we are doing something no one else is doing. We're not doing the cookie cutter thing. And the cookie cutter thing is vanilla. And that's why vanilla is the most popular flavor of ice cream. And it's the best-selling flavor of ice cream. We're not the best-selling flavor of radio station. But if we're your favorite, we pray that you support us. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Sam Swan, Baptist Convention, New Mexico.
Hey, good to be here.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, you know what? Every Friday that I get to be on the air is... I look forward to that. It's early for me. I'm a youth pastor. I don't get up early. I may stay up till early.
Right.
but only once or twice now because I'm too old.
Yeah.
Once or
yeah,
twice a month.
Dude,
but anyway,
we hear you.
I love coming in here and hanging out with you guys and laughing and being silly. And every once in a while, it turns and we get to be a little bit serious.
Yeah.
Which you know, that's okay, too.
That's real life.
Because I'm serious all the time.
Yeah.
And so I have serious conversations a lot.
Yeah.
So I like the silliness that we have. But when it turns serious, I'm into that, too. But it's you're right. It's like having a conversation of life. And I think that kind of is a theme. Conversation, the music you play, the stuff you talk about, even if somebody, a listener, doesn't agree with what you're talking about, it opens conversation.
Amen.
with the person that they're sitting with. Mm-hmm. And especially if that person doesn't know Christ, it's a way for us to have a spiritual conversation and have the opportunity to tell our story, which is rooted in the story, and hopefully it becomes their story too. For
Amen.
The redeeming what Christ came to do on the cross, gave himself up for us willingly while we were still sinners, Christ died for us and demonstrating God's perfect will for us. So it's a great thing. Keep it up. Hang in there. And I hope that folks that are listening that love you guys will continue to give.
Me too.
Yeah.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. If you're joining us on the webcam, you can see the phone number on our super rad little billboard behind us. You can grab the phone number there. You can also grab the phone number at mystaticradio.com. While you're there, you can choose to donate online. Coming up in 4.5 minutes, we are going to have the owners of Square Root Salon hanging out with us. Anybody who calls right now with a donation of $30 or more a month, we're going to hook you up with a gift card to Square Root Salon. We're going to give you a CD of your choice. We're going to give you a possible iPhone case if you're rocking the iPhone 4, that is. We got t-shirts. We got all kinds of different things. That's not the important thing. The important thing is if you love this ministry, please support it.
Please do.
$1 a day. That's what we're asking for. Donations of $30 or more monthly. Come alongside us. 1-866-730-4921. Right now, brand newest of newest from Switchfoot.
Woo.
Song is called Love Alone is Worth a Fight, and we agree. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Donate now.
Static.
In a world where zombies roam free,
but still need haircuts.
Looking good there, zombie.
You want to be a decent-looking zombie, right?
Survival of the fittest-looking haircut.
Yes.
Here's the deal, bro. It is day 3 of our share-a-thon. Static Radio, Team Awesome Morning Party. We're listener-supported, and we need your help.
Help us!
Speaking of help, we've got some friends in studio who are helping this here share-a-thon.
Oh,
that would be David Gatt.
Hello.
Smithelhausen.
Hello.
Actually, if I was going by nicknames, it'd be Gatt Attack and Smithelhausen. So how about David Gatt and Jason Smith and or Smithelhausen and Gatt Attack. So, welcome.
What's up?
I got nicknames for all my friends. Come on.
What's my nickname?
Mateo. Because that's not your real name.
I made that up.
Yeah, I actually mostly
what
call you Teo.
My
His real
name
is Matthew.
Is Matthew.
Matthew George
It's a
Jefferson
biblical name.
Lott.
George
Jefferson
from
That's Lott. Real, yeah. He's from Mississippi.
It's
His
William
parents
Mary.
Loved the Jeffersons.
Dude, William, Mary, Martha, Matthew, Thomas
Okay,
Lott.
Wait. Was Wheezy from the Jeffersons?
I don't know. I never watched the Jeffersons.
Wheezy's my granddad.
I preferred the Jetsons, the futuristic family with the dad that was like, thank you. That was amazing.
That was pretty cool.
In studio, owners of Square Root Salon.
Yeah.
David, Jason.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thanks
welcome.
For having us.
Ah, thanks for being here. Are you kidding me? We're stoked to have you. You guys have been incredible to Static Radio since becoming a salon here locally. Why? Why do you guys love Static Radio? Why? 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 Jason, putting you on the spot.
Dude, that is the biggest question ever.
I know. Next to, should they really do a Prometheus 2? That's a pretty big question.
They are doing a Prometheus 2.
I know, but should they was the question.
Why not?
I know.
They've gone that far, baby.
I know.
Don't stop now. Keep going.
You've gone that deep. Keep going.
All right, Jason.
Man, that was a convoluted movie.
I know.
But I enjoyed it.
Non-convoluted, your answer in 30 seconds or less. Why do you love Static Radio? Go!
I love your music. The people are good. The coffee's delicious.
Yes.
I love sugar. I love everything about the world. And you guys just bring it all to my plate.
It's pretty good. That's good. I put you on the spot and you just boom!
Thank you.
We are here for our 3-day share-a-thon.
Thank you, Trebek.
It is the last day to get in on this share-a-thon action. We're looking for your donations of $30 or more a month. If you call right now, 1-866-730-4921. You can get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Posted a link to Square Root Salon so you can check it out. Right now, if you call in with a donation of $30 or more a month, we're going to hook you up with a gift card to Square Root Salon. We're also going to give you a CD of your choice or an iPhone case. Maybe you want to rock a t-shirt, but you got to call our operators, 1-866-730-4921. We have 12 minutes left in this hour. We need 4 more monthly contributors to keep on point, stay on target, and we need to
and,
do that.
And if you are a $100 donor, Jason Smith will massage you.
Whoa!
So just to let you know.
Wow. Did the Emperor just spring that upon you, Darth Vader?
I'm just kidding. Massages.
Well, you know what happened yesterday? Yesterday, we made a fly-by-the-seat-of-the-pants decision.
Yeah.
We decided that if somebody would make a one-time donation of $10,000...
This is true.
...that Mitch Michelle...
Mitch...
She could tase Steve-O.
Former co-host, current... Midday host.
With
we
a
have
taser.
A taser in studio.
Not some.
We have an awesome, like.
Yeah, not a crappy taser.
Not a crappy taser. This is a.
This will put you down.
This will make you pee your pants.
Yeah. In the beginning, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Wow.
And that's what.
That has nothing to do with this show, but I had to say that.
You had to say it.
Smithelhausen, I love you.
Smithelhausen.
Yes. So, yeah, we really put that out there. Thankfully, nobody called in with that donation.
But there's still, you have hours left.
Why would you bring that back
hours,
up?
Because I want it to happen.
Oh, gosh.
But here's the flip side of the coin. If somebody were to do 20,000.
She could tase us both.
I'm in there,
on
too.
Video.
Right there.
As long as we get to wear a grown-up diaper first.
Yeah, but I'm not getting tased for less than $10,000.
I've heard horror stories of this. Yeah, so
because
we're willing
I'm gonna
to
need
put ourselves
pants.
Out there, buddy. We really are.
I love these pants.
Here's if somebody donates $10,000. And we get tased, will you guys hook us up with haircuts? Because we're already going to look like idiots since we're going to pee ourselves on YouTube. Will you make us look better?
We'd probably have to shave the little frizzle hair off of you.
What was the Einstein or young Einstein?
Yeah,
or something? We'll look like that.
Yeah, we'll look like that pretty much. So we'll just need to go in there and help. We'll need help.
Just leave a little splotch on your corner.
Here's the thing. You guys aren't just here to help the share-a-thon. You guys help every single month, actually, with the Albuquerque Rescue Mission and going out there, giving of your time. You guys rock haircuts out there. You are helping out with an art sale coming up this next week in October 12th at Square Root Salon. It's an art benefit. In fact, it's free to go. You can go hang out. You guys are going to have art, and you're going to be helping the Albuquerque Rescue Mission out. Tell us a little bit about that, how it came about.
I think really the whole point is to try to just get people in the community, involved in something that is artistic and interesting.
Yeah.
And if we could, offset, maybe the expense of someone we care for, then awesome. Same type of tactic that's happening here with the station. You know what? We all give somewhere, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, it's typically to Starbucks or someone else.
Yeah.
We give diligently all over the place, but it's really cool to give of your time and your talents. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
And if you could put something together that's fun and actually have people benefit, whether it be directly or indirectly, it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
So the neat thing with this art night, there's going to be about 10 or 12 different artists showing art. There's everything from really nice fine art, some good photography, and some really edgy art. The cool thing is that all of it's for sale.
Yeah.
And, we have a couple potters there as well. And all of it's going to be for sale. So if you're the type that wants to buy art, but you're like, you walk into a gallery and it's way too expensive, this is a time and place that you can go find some good art.
It's local and it's cool.
Local
and it's,
art.
Yeah.
From some good artists, and it'd be affordable. Yeah. So if you need something, in your place.
With?
Yes, exactly. Come get an original piece by a good artist.
Speaking of original art, B.C. Nolan, a world-renowned artist, his art sells for, we're looking at his website. We're talking thousands and thousands of dollars, good art. He actually, listener to Static Radio, painted two different pieces for us. So we will also be doing a silent auction for those coming up. But those are definitely the the big ticket items that are going to be going for. We're talking thousands of dollars for these. I'm gonna before you guys leave.
Yeah, you
I have to show you these paintings because it's incredible. But yeah, so a lot going on. It's amazing. But the important thing is the creativity. We have all been gifted with different talents and abilities, whether it is through a paintbrush or through a piano or through acting like an idiot on a morning show or whatever.
A pair of scissors and a comb.
Yeah, man. Whatever that talent is that God has gifted you with, you use it for His glory. And that's what we're trying to do here with Static Radio. That's what you guys are doing with the Art Night, what you do when you give of your time at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. So if you're listening right now and you feel like, well, I don't have that. I don't do that. I can't go out there. I was planning on, you know, I want to spread the gospel, but I just, this is what I do in my office. And this one way that you can help out is by donating to this ministry, because that's what we're doing right here. And if you want to do your part in that, we're looking for donations of $30 or more a month. If you come alongside us monthly, we want to help you out with the CD. We want to hook you up with a gift certificate to Square Root Salon. But you got to call right now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. With any donation of $30 or more a month, we want to hook you up. As I said, we got CDs, we got T-shirts, we got iPhone cases, we have comic book grab bags and some cool Sheldon Cooper variant action figures from Astro Zombies. We've got these gift cards from Square Root Salon. So many different local businesses who said, dude, we love you guys, we want to support you, and have given these amazing gifts to give back to you for supporting the station. But you got to call right now, 1-866-730-4921. There's 6 minutes left in this hour, and we still need a few people to call in so we can maintain our goal every single hour.
Help us reach our goal!
Just dial the number below your screen.
Yes. There is. Look. Oh.
There
boom,
is.
Right behind
boom.
You.
Boom,
Jason! Boom!
Rocking my world.
Rocking my world.
Jason Smith, David Gatt from Square Root Salon. Thank you guys so much for all you do and
you
for
guys.
Your help.
Oh,
we love
thanks
you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, all right. And we'll try and be there at the art benefit. We'll be flying in from Nashville.
Yeah, you'll be gone, right?
We'll be flying in from Nashville.
I think
like,
we get in.
I don't
afternoon.
Know what time we get in. We'll have
I think
to see
I
what
get
time
in like 4.
Okay, maybe we will be there.
Well, if so, it's from 7. Here, I'll just say it real quick. From 7 to 10.
Yeah.
On Saturday, October the 12th.
Yeah, it's free.
It's
totally
free of charge.
Yeah.
Come mix and mingle, look at some art, and buy something.
And hang out with the community. That's one of my favorite things about when you guys have these nights that are free, whether it's with a band or anything. The salon isn't open, quote unquote. Nobody's cutting hair or anything. It's literally like, hey, we want to throw down with a rad local band, and we just want to kick it in community style. And as believers in Christ, you know, we know that fellowship, that community, that iron sharpening iron. It doesn't mean that we're, hey, open to the book of Joshua. We're going to go into chapter 2. It is also that breaking bread, that fellowship, and that's what you guys do with these community nights.
We only had one mishap when we invited Guar to come over to our salon.
Well,
place was a mess.
You could never see that coming, though. How would anybody expect that? Seriously.
Yeah. I didn't
left field.
I didn't expect that. Yeah.
Incredible.
So we're looking for a couple more artists, too. So if you're an artist and you're interested in showing and selling some of your art, I just need to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
So if you'd get a hold of me at info@squareroot salon, info@squareroot salon.com, and just send us some photos of your art. I would love to have one of you aspiring artists that is a little shy and tender, that's trying to get out there a little bit. You know, give you a chance to show some of your stuff. That'd be really cool. And help support a good cause.
Yeah, amen to that. The Albuquerque Rescue Mission benefiting, and you can benefit too with some community, some cool people, and just a rad night to hang out. We posted all the info at facebook.com/mystaticradio. And if you're listening right now and you're just hearing it for the first time, it's day 3 of our share-a-thon. If you call in right now with a donation of $30 or more a month, you can get this rad CD, whether it's Archibald. We got a bunch of CDs from different artists. We also have a gift certificate courtesy of Square Root Salon to gift you, and we want to help you out. So thanks again to Square Root Salon. Thank you guys much for helping us with this share-a-thon.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man.
Hey, and just real quick, if you're wondering if you could get a good haircut at Square Root Salon, these guys are good.
Man! These guys are good. Went the whole time!
We got to take a quick break.
Okay, cool. See you, bye.
Okay. 1-866-730-4921.
Okay, bye.
That's 1-866-730-4921. With your donation of $30 or more a month, we want to bless you back, but you got to call our operators right now. 3 minutes left in this hour. Call now. Quick break, right back. We're going to have Ricky from Jackson's Gym hanging out with us next.
What?
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour.
Team Awesome Morning Party, and I don't know if it's going to get any awesomer than this. I have been asking, begging, pleading. And finally, Ricky Cottonsteady, general manager of Jackson's Gym.
Whoa!
Wow. You guys are going nuts in here. Just having a workout and everything. Holy cow.
We're trying, dude.
I'm eating a donut.
This is amazing. The donut workout is, yeah. I like that. He asked me if I wanted a donut. He said, you probably don't. And I said, just because I'm wearing a jumpsuit doesn't mean I'm going to go work out.
Ricky, you are my local celebrity friend. All right? Do you understand when I am watching a pay-per-view, a UFC pay-per-view, and like John Jones is fighting or like some amazing fighter from the Jackson's camp is fighting, there's usually Ricky in the background on his iPhone, and I'm going, Ricky!
He's pointed you
out to me. That's my boy, Ricky!
A couple of times. He's like, I know him. Ricky! I know him. And I'm like, that guy? And he's like, no. Behind him.
The guy in his phone. The guy in his phone not paying attention.
Yeah. Rewind it.
The one doesn't care that he's on television right now on a pay-per-view with millions of people watching. That dude that's on his phone with his little earbuds in. That guy.
Yeah, I just rewind it, pause, and
boom!
Then slow-mo two times.
My boy, Ricky!
There he is.
I'm glad to have you in the studio.
I'm glad I'm here. I'm just bummed that you waited till the FCC was shut down to have me in here. You know? I mean, it's super safe. It's super safe, guys.
Yeah.
Is that what this is all about?
SIBO called it strategy.
Yeah, it's called strategy.
Strategery.
Yes.
Teedry.
That's how we roll around here.
All right. Well, I'm pumped to be here with you guys.
Dude, pumped to have you here. Obviously, general manager of Jackson's Gym. And if you're a fan of the UFC, you know what that means. Because, man, we just saw John Bones Jones. We got the pay-per-view. We watched. That intensity.
Stress you out?
You have no idea. Yes, you do have every idea.
I do have every idea.
Yes, you do.
I contain it probably a little better.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of freaking out there because I gave the first round to Gus, and then I'm like, wait, that just happened, and then second round was like the iffy, like, toss-up who's got it, but then the third round I'm still going, wait, I'm pretty sure, is this happening? And then the fourth round, John was like, oh, cool, oh, we're not just messing around? Oh, gah! And then annihilated him. It was an intense fight, man.
It was, man. It was the best test of his career, which was good for him, man. He needed that.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people don't know he broke his foot in the first round. So
yeah.
I think I just told you that. But you know, can you imagine just, like, even riding a bike with a broken foot, much less going and punching someone in the face?
Or trying to throw that kick?
Yeah.
Because,
Yeah, well, he persevered, and it was a good test for him in his career, and, you know, we're glad he won, and I don't think he won. Walking around
like
I had too many Red Bulls and like scratching myself, looking
nervous
crazy.
Energy. Yeah. Nervous energy.
With my earbuds in.
How relieved were you when Buffer announced the card and said, and still, you know, did you lose your mind?
I was like, no way he won that last round. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No,
hey,
I was pumped.
Man. Round two went to Gus, bro. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I know he's my friend, but don't just give it to him because he's a champ. No, yeah, he definitely he pulled it through, man. You know, they say Tygo's the runner. So if you're confused on who won that fight, you got to give it to the champ. So
And
that's just the right thing to do.
In order to be the best, you have to beat the best. And that was the closest anyone has ever come to, quote unquote, beating the best. But John Bones Jones, in my opinion, still, I think pound for pound, the greatest fighter in the universe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, George St. Pierre's another one of our guys. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, George is a tough guy. He's been on top for a while. I mean, his style isn't as, you know, explosive as John's. But I think people kind of discount him a little bit. But, you know, he's got a good fight coming up against Johnny Hendricks. So.
Yeah, man. That's going to be a crazy card because then you've got am I allowed to say this with you in the room? Am I allowed to say that Sugar Rashad Evans is fighting on that card? Is that,
yeah, you can.
Can I mention that?
Yeah,
is
You know, like.
I hope so because you did.
Is it cool?
You guys cool? You know what? He never never did anything to me.
I just know.
Did to my boss. So.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. You can, no, it's all good. You know, times have passed, and I think you know any kind of sport that you know punch someone in the face for money, you know, sometimes things could get crossed.
Right.
So you know, if you came to work and you guys punch each other in the face, and then you got paid for it,
yeah,
and you got the better of it, you might actually be a little bitter about it.
Right.
So. I'm bitter anyway because he makes better jokes than me.
Oh, come on.
You're right. I make the better jokes. Be bitter.
I'm better with punch lines.
Oh, wow.
I needed that rim shot there.
No, you needed that. This one.
Oh,
flip
no?
over.
Okay.
Flip over two screens and then go rim shot.
Yes. Yeah.
You're ready for it. Good job.
Dude, this isn't Clear Channel. We don't have all the money in the world to have all the fancy schmancy computer stuff you use.
No, dude,
to.
This is a fancy setup right here with all the touch buttons.
Now,
Dex doesn't have buttons. He has a mouse. He's still clicking it like 1980 style.
For us Albuquerque localins, you actually have been helping out at 104.1 The Edge. Buck and Dex and Baxter over there, and Buck just had, well, he didn't have a baby. His beautiful bride, Sarah, had a baby. And so you were filling in.
Yeah, I was like filling in. Guest DJ. Yeah. Dude, it's awesome, man. I love being doing some guest morning show stuff. And, you know, those guys are funny. And you know, I actually enjoy when we're over there and we call over here to harass you guys.
I know.
That's actually a highlight. I'm like, we should call Steve-O. And they're like, we've already done that too much. And I'm like, but it's funny. Let's do it again.
They're afraid. They don't want their listeners to just be stolen and taken. I'm sure they're bummed that you're here right now.
You know what? I understand where they're coming from. This is super cool in here. I know why they're threatened. You guys got money curtains hanging around in here.
Money curtains.
I mean, you guys went hard. You didn't just go hard. You went $5 bill hard instead of 20s or 100s.
Whoa!
So, but raising funds, that's what this is all about, right?
Absolutely. Speaking of that, in studio with us, Ricky, our boy, general manager of Jackson's Gym, and you UFC fans, this is your moment. If you've been waiting to donate to the Share-a-thon, we're a listener supported station. It's because of your contributions we're able to do what we do here, act like idiots, play really great music, act more like idiots, that type of thing, challenge you, share the love of Jesus Christ. And right now we've got two things. Now, this is for a minimum donation of $50 or more a month. If you make that commitment to donate monthly $50 or more, we got two different things. One, we've got this thing that looks like a glove, and I'm assuming this is like a glove.
Yeah, let me put it on my hand and then I'll show you.
Okay,
how,
cool.
Show
yeah,
you how it works really fast.
This is a glove. Actually, I got to go in with Stephen Christian, the frontman of Amberlin, once and train for like a couple hours. That was fun.
I remember that. I didn't even snap the other day until they were here, and I was like, I'm going to go see Amberlin. I'm like, oh my gosh, And little John,
he's
a good friend of mine, and he's like, dude, I got us meet and greet. I'm like, dude, that's weird. I don't like doing meet and greets anymore. I don't want to feel like a fanboy, you know?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm like, wait a minute. Stephen came in with Steve-O, and I know the dude, so I'm going to go say hi to him. So that was cool to see him and the other day with you guys, with you as well.
Yeah, that was fun. Went in there and trained a little bit and got beat up, and Isaac was our trainer guy, if you will, and that was fun, man. So speaking of training, all right, we've got a glove. MyStaticRadio.com, you can check out the webcam. We've got this amazing MMA Elite glove. This is a 16-ounce glove. You know how I know that? Because the tag says it right.
It's actually
there.
16 Oz.
Yeah, oh, 16. Oh, this is Oz. A 16 Oz.
Oz glove.
Sorry, my bad.
Totally
I don't
off
know the
on
technical
one.
Term, so I apologize.
Oz glove.
It's a 16 Oz glove. Signed by so many different people. I saw Coach Wink on there, and it was like, dude, Winkle Johnson. Oh, there's Greg Jackson's autograph. That's cool. Wow.
Tim
this
Kennedy,
is amazing.
Nate Marquardt. Nate Marquardt's also a listener of the show,
that's
I believe.
That's awesome. You have to bring in Nate Marquardt. That is incredible.
He's a good dude. He's got a fight coming up Houston in a couple weeks. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
John Dodson, who John the Magician, also known as Lil John, who swung me around the ring, the Octagon, years ago. For a TV show. That was fun. Yeah. But Lil Jon, who, you know, no bigs, won The Ultimate Fighter season...
Season 14?
Season,
season something?
Season
something? Won it. So that's cool.
Guys,
Bubba?
I don't know how to spell all these names.
You don't have to spell all the names. Here's the thing. Once I give the phone number, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. If you come alongside as a monthly contributor, $50 or more, we have two of these. So there's two people that's going to get super hooked up right now. We've got a glove, and then we've got this rectangular squishy thing is also signed
and
by everybody.
What type of pad is that, Steve-O?
16 Oz.
No, this is definitely way more than 16 Oz.
32 Oz.
I feel like this is a... Gosh, this is cool.
16 oz makes 1 pound, I believe.
That's right. This is bigger than that. This is the thing that you punch, kick, punch, kick. It is a tie pad.
There you go. You got it right. Tie pad.
I only know that because you told me off air, and I kind of remembered.
And I can't say a lie.
Yeah.
That you actually told me what it was before we went on the air.
So that's it. So John the Magician Dotson, you got Coach Jackson, Coach Winklejohn, all these amazing fighters and coaches signing this. Who signed the XOXO?
That's Julie Kedzie. There's a lot of John Dotson, Julie Kedzie, Nate Marquardt, Goyo Perez, Eric Perez. He's a Mexican fighter out of Monterrey, real tough. He's kind of one of their poster boys. Donald the Cowboy Cerrone, Tim Kennedy fighting in Houston with Little John a couple weeks. Bubba McDaniel, Coach Brandon Gibson, you see him in John Jones's corner. So
yeah,
it is a crew on there.
Yeah, check this out, y'all. MyStaticRadio.com. We have a glove and we have a tie pad, both of them signed by every single name you just heard. For your donation of $50 or more a month, you can come alongside us as a monthly contributor. We want to hook you up, courtesy of Jackson's Gym. And let's talk about this real quick because, you know, John Jones, he just defended his light heavyweight championship and won that, scored a victory with a broken foot. He has Ephesians tattooed across his chest, and I know there are those that are like...
Philippians, close enough.
I mean, Philippians 4:13. My bad. Philippians 4:13. I knew that.
It's next to Paul 1:3, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Shut up, Reggie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Don't beat me up because you're way bigger than
I am. We're almost off the air in a minute.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
I'm going to fade you down a little bit.
Ricky, don't beat him up because I don't want to take him to the hospital.
I'm just going to... We just have the come to Jesus meeting.
Exactly.
That's all we
there
have.
You go. He just defended his light heavyweight championship against Gus the blah 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 Gustav. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, this dude.
It's a good thing we know our
his
UFC
actual
names.
Toughest opponent today. Oh, you know what? Everybody like
just calls him Gus.
Calls him Gus. Gustavson.
At least John's only J-O-N Jones.
Yeah,
he John, get that down.
I got
no
that.
Problem.
I got that. It's,
John,
it's three letters.
Jones.
It's three letters. That's why John, Gus, I can do this. He defended that, and as we mentioned, you know, he's a believer. Philippians 4:13, you mentioned Nate Marquardt, who is here currently for camp, and he listens to Static Radio. He's a believer. Now, you know there's somebody out there who is saying, how can you... A Christian punch somebody in the face and call yourself a Christian. I wanted to talk about that because there's actually a lot of believers in the UFC. A lot of people
who call
Jesus Christ Lord and jump in an octagon and punch people in the face.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them in the gym. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, John Jones is one of them, Nate Marquardt. Another one, Buddy Roberts, fights in the UFC.
Yeah.
A lot of us, Diego Sanchez, a lot of us actually go to church together and, you know, have our own, you know, there's obviously different sections of the gym with different religions and stuff, and we obviously respect that. But as far as violence, I mean, a lot of people, you just have to ask, what do you consider violent, you know? And I think as Dana White said this back in the day is, you know, do I
need to get the bleep button ready?
No, not at all. FCC's closed. FCC's closed. You're good. So it's all good. I got my health care.
Okay.
So just kidding.
Yeah.
For all you politics guys out there, that was a joke. Don't start calling in angry. It's a joke.
The phone lines go blah.
Yeah.
Hi.
So but I mean football players. I love football. I'm a Bronco fan and you know, I watch some people get carried off the field every week.
Yeah.
And when you get two dudes in the best shape of their lives running and snapping limbs, I consider that violent. And
yeah.
I still enjoy it, and you never intend for them to get hurt. And mixed martial arts is a sport, and that's just what it is. I can only generate as much force from me to you within a 6-foot area.
Right.
Now imagine if I got to run 50 yards and then me to you with a spear on. And and I think people are starting to come around to that with Fox having a TV deal. It just depends on what you consider violent. We're not trying to justify it.
Right.
Your body is a temple. You want to take care of it. Our goal when we go into mixed martial arts is to, you know, if we get in a position where we're compromised, we can give up. We can submit to that and tap out.
Yeah.
When we are getting, you know, when we fall down, the ref can stop it. It's not like boxing where you get knocked down. Let's count to 10, give him another concussion. Let's let him fall down. Let's count to 10 again. Let's do this 3 times and see if the guy's going to be able to, you know, figure out where he's at. And for us, when you fall down, they stop it. You can always give up anytime you want. And you can only generate as much force from me to you.
Yeah.
And our goal is not to get hit.
Right.
So we go in there with the intention of slipping a punch. And when you play chess, you want to move your chip, you know, you want to move your your pieces around. That shows you how much I know about chess.
You want to move that your checker? You want to move that checker around?
I don't have a gambling problem. Okay, you move your pieces around, not your chips.
Yeah.
And so and you. It's all strategery, is what we call it.
Yeah,
so.
Man.
Strategery.
Well, and you know what? You talked about the fact that our bodies are a temple of the living spirit of God. And here's the thing that I've come to realize with UFC fighters. A few years ago, as I mentioned, me and JoJo got to go into Jackson's gym. And we trained with Sugar Rashad Evans the week of his fight with Lyoto Machida, where he actually lost that fight. But
you're not bad luck. Don't feel that way. Don't feel that way, okay? I mean, maybe, but
he wasn't doing
feel that
any
way.
Interviews. He wasn't doing any media because he was preparing for his fight, and the only thing he did was with us. And then he got knocked out, and I felt so bad.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm noticing a pattern. I'm going to bring this up on air.
I am bad,
Steve-O, that happened, and then when we got to visit the Amber Lynn guys before their show, we walk on the bus, and then I start hearing about how Steve-O is bad luck for the Buccaneers.
For the Buccaneers, I've been jinxing us every week. We're 0-4.
He's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, oh no, all of Tampa heard about your prediction.
Everybody in Tampa is mad at me right
he
now.
He lives in Albuquerque.
I live in Albuquerque and people in Tampa are
Tampa
very
fans
mad
are
at me.
Nuts. I'm surprised. They're probably driving over here right now.
I went to the Buccaneers Facebook page and there was a picture of Steve.
Of me.
It was wanted.
Yeah.
Jerk.
It was pretty bad. So,
so you train with Rashad and
so train with
luck.
Rashad.
Anyway, I
bad,
mean,
luck,
not bad luck.
And that day we were there for what, an hour? Filming, and Rashad was going through his training routine, and I just had to do this little 5-minute thing or 3-minute thing, and I'm not gonna lie, I ran to the bathroom and threw up everywhere.
Really?
You did?
It was the most exhausting, intense physical exercise I've ever done in my entire life. I have not taken care of my temple.
Poor guy.
As we talk about, like, well, your body's a temple, you got to take care of it. UFC fighters are the best athletes in the universe. They take care of their body like no one else.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, you can make the argument for people that go and stop by and just totally massacre fast food and eat donuts.
Right.
I'm not judging
Which,
you.
Which, by the way,
I'm
shout out to Rebel Donut, who hooked us up with donuts this morning for our share-a-thon. Thank you, Rebel Donut. I will continue to be skinny fat. Thank you.
But what they eat. I mean, like, they take care of their bodies inside
and
out. I mean, their bodies are I'm talking about they're importing grass-fed, you know, beef that is finished in grass and not finished in grain, because that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, the omega-3 count in the grass-fed beef is higher than fish. I've heard it all. But they actually, the way that they eat, the way that they sleep, a lot of them don't drink. Obviously, they don't smoke. That's not good for fighting.
Yeah.
So, you know, they take care of their bodies inside and out. And, they get banged up and they get bruised up. But, you know, they do the rehabilitation, the physical therapy, the stuff to keep their bodies in top notch. And that's why you saw guys like Randy Couture, almost 50 years old, still in there doing it.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Could you imagine a 50-year-old NFL player? What that would look like?
No. He'd probably be a kicker, though, from what I've learned.
Yeah. You learned a lot. You did. You did learn. You did a good job.
There you go. That's probably true.
So
The phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. We are in the middle of our share-a-thon. It is the final day. And Ricky Cottonsetti, the general manager of Jackson's Gym, in studio with us, talking about mixed martial arts, the UFC, and their contribution to Static Radio. This is incredible. Courtesy of Jackson's Gym, we have a glove and a tie pad. We will post photos at facebook.com/mystaticradio. But for the next two people, all we have is one gift for each of the next two people that call in with a monthly donation of $50 or more. We want to give you either this glove. We want to give you the tie pad. We'll also still hook you up with a CD of your choice, Square Root Salon gift card. But we want you to know there's only two of these total. So you got to call right
dose,
now.
Two. One, and they are autographed.
Yeah. By so many
people.
You tried to put up the list. And
I know. I spelled things wrong. I got there like four. I said Coach Winky.
Yeah, that's totally wrong. That's totally wrong. Yeah, you're
I'm
going to
take
off.
That down.
You're way off.
I'm
that's okay.
Yeah, you're a little off.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Ricky, thanks, man.
No, thanks for having me, man.
You're amazing.
And, you know, let me know how these two go.
I will. And
these two go, I might up the ante on something else.
Oh!
I might. I can do it right now. I guess we're playing the Rocky music. I got to go.
No, here's the thing.
No.
You don't have to go yet.
You don't have to go.
Here's the thing. Maybe you shouldn't bring in, because we've been talking about bringing in John Bones Jones, maybe you shouldn't bring him right before the fight, maybe the week of, because I remember what happened with Rashad, and that was bad.
He must have drove by the gym like before the Gus fight or something. He must have been in the vicinity.
Must have.
What have you done, Steve?
I don't know. Hey, on the flip side, the other person we trained with was John the Magician Dotson, who won the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, well, that's probably because
Steven
was here.
So there's a 50-50 shot.
50-50, that's...
that I'm good luck or bad luck.
That's not a good odd.
I think luck is this guy, and the good luck was Steven from Amberley.
There you go. Maybe that's that, what happened.
But luckily, I'm here.
Yeah.
And we don't know what I am.
You're the wild card.
I'm wild card. I'm like Gambit.
I'm afraid.
So you got to come back with Nate, who's here training right now. You got to come back with John Bones Jones. I want to hang out with those guys.
You know what? We'll set it up. I know that. Right. I'm surprised your hotline hasn't ring with Buck and Dex.
I know.
Right? The only reason why it's not ringing right now is because they're doing a live broadcast today.
Exactly.
And they can't use their phone.
They can't listen. I love it. Yeah. Yes. We set this up perfectly.
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't do this on purpose. Or did we? 1-866-730-4921. Joining us in studio right now, Ricky Cottonsteady, the general manager of Jackson's Gym. Obviously, if you're a fan of the UFC, that name is synonymous with, I don't know, being the best trainer gym in the universe. Yeah, winners. That's a better way to put it. With winners.
You're 50-50 shot. We're 88% winning percentage.
Yeah.
So as long as Steve-O don't drive by, you know, we would be 100%.
You'd be 100% if it weren't for me. So, yeah, with, you know, the light heavyweight champion of the world training there and so many incredible fighters training there, you have been so kind to bless us with these things. So I'm stoked. UFC fighters, call right now, 1-866-730-4921. Donation of $50 or more a month. We've got a glove. We also have a tie pad. And, the phone line just started ringing.
Oh,
so
this
curious.
Could be it.
Static.
Just are you guys still with Ricky?
Yeah, man.
We are.
All right. I just wanted to, let you guys know we, as MMA fans, appreciate the awesome work you guys do and that the believers in the camp aren't afraid to, voice that on their pedestal. So that's awesome. And we just love you guys. So thanks for everything.
No, not at all, man. We appreciate you guys as fans, and we love Albuquerque, and we've had opportunities to move this gym around the world, and we would never, take it anywhere because you guys, the fans, support us.
Yes.
Well, much love.
Take care, buddy.
Right on. There, see, that's good. Boom!
I love MMA fans. I love Christian MMA fans, too, because they are very passionate.
And all about it.
They're everywhere in town.
Yeah.
And, you go, it used to be where, there wasn't as many Jackson shirts around town.
Yeah.
So if you wore one, you get stopped. You're like, hey, do you train UFC?
Right.
Yeah, I train UFC.
Yeah, I train UFC. What's
that's
up?
Right, buddy.
What's up?
I train UFC. But it's awesome, man. Just to go to church and see, tap out shirts and stuff. You're like, this is cool.
You're telling me in order to fit in here in Albuquerque, because I have this crazy accent, all I need is a Jackson's Gym shirt.
Jackson's Gym shirt over a tap out shirt.
And then
over a tap out.
And then
you need a
people will look at me and they'll say, that guy is number one, super strong.
Yes.
Number two, he's well trained. And number three, he could kick my butt all around town.
And he's not the Unabomber, even though he may.
I might have a beard.
Appear to be
I have
the
a
Unabomber.
Hoodie that I wear. The only intimidating thing I have is my beard. So if I get this shirt, this one shirt, and I can still eat donuts.
Yeah,
I don't have to train.
Nope.
I just wear the shirt.
You just wear
and
the shirt.
A red bandana on your head.
Yes,
no, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Don't do that now.
But they'll think you're so tough. They just won't mess with you.
But if I wear the Jackson shirt, the shirt's bulletproof.
No, don't wear it for bullet blocking.
I get it, man. MMA, yeah, I get it.
You're getting closer.
I love it. 1-866-730-4921, the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. UFC fans, check it out, man. With a donation of $50 or more a month, we've got a 16-ounce glove signed by Coach Jackson, Coach Winklejohn. We got John the Magician Dotson on here, Nate Marquardt, Bubba McDaniel, just to name a few of the fighters and coaches that have signed this. We also have a tie pad signed by the fighters and the coaches as well.
Tie pad, not pad. Tie. Completely different.
Or thigh pad.
Or thigh
pad. Even though it's spelled like a thigh pad.
This is not pad
thai. Just remember that.
That's
this
right.
This is not edible.
You guys can work out with this, but it might smear.
Yeah,
but,
I was going to say, I don't necessarily know you'd want to.
Let's just throw one on you right now and with glove and just see if it smears when we punch
it. I had to do that back then when I went in with like McSweeney kicking it, and it did not work out well for me at all. I'm thankful to be alive still.
Maybe you should have chosen a guy who was under 240 pounds.
Yeah, truth. Maybe I should. Yeah, next time. Next time when we go in.
That would have been a good start.
We'll go.
You know what?
Okay.
Did you go to our East Side gym or did you go to our...
I've been twice. So I went to the original gym when we filmed, and then we went to the one over on, what is that, Eubank
Candelaria
area.
You know what? I've got my little Tigers program.
Okay.
Starting at the age of 4.
I'll do it.
Okay. And don't freak out, people.
That's
we don't
up,
teach
yo.
Our 4-year-olds to cage
That's
fight. We
up,
teach them
dude.
Self-defense
Gosh.
For anti-bullying.
You
so,
know
Steve-o,
somebody's in their
that
car
would
going,
be
what?
Ridiculous. 4-year-olds and me standing there like, hey, guys, yeah, I'm in the beginner's program.
And then they all beat you up.
They probably would.
And you look up and it's
That's
Luke.
That's the scary
it's
part.
Luke standing above
My 7-year-old Luke can already take me down. He doesn't even need that in order to take me down. I am skinny fat. There's a reason
That's cool.
why.
It's an anti-bullying thing?
Yeah, we start him at the age of 4, okay. and I'm pretty sure that most of my 4-year-olds could take Steve-O.
Pretty much.
All I had was the Power Rangers, and it wasn't as effective. At one point, I could do a running, like, handstand flip thing, that's not very impressive when you're not doing it correctly.
So we teach our young ones to spot osteoporosis and other, and then go for that particular
Boom!
Limb. And Steve-O is just
I bet they can't spell osteoporosis. What now for you?
That could be considered bullying with calling him out on not being able to spell.
Okay,
so perfect,
right. Gosh,
perfect.
Dang it, I'm terrible at this.
I can spell this.
All right. Dude, honestly, though, thanks for everything that you guys do in the community. You're right, those anti-bullying programs and just the fact that we have Jackson's Gym in Albuquerque, New Mexico, getting to root you guys on in the UFC and see everything that's going on. Thanks so much for the glove and this tie pad that we're gifting to somebody, but you got to call. We haven't talked to the operators. We know these could be gone. 1-866-730-4921, the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. Coming up, we've got Luke from Faith in Foxholes going to be hanging out with us. Brought his guitar, probably going to be rocking a jam. Woo! Also going to be taking your questions about the final season of Breaking Bad and what that was like for him.
Did you see the obituaries this morning?
Yes.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Pretty cool things.
Good job, Albuquerque Journal.
How do you find out if the tie pad or the glove are gone?
We have to go into the other room. We'll go talk to our operators right now. We're going to play a jam. And, Ricky.
If they're gone, I got something else.
All right.
If one thing is gone, I got something else.
All right.
It's not with me, but I will put it out
okay.
there
right.
for you guys.
We'll check on
it's
it.
It's even cooler.
Back.
So I want to see at least one of those things gone after the break.
There you go. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Get to our Facebook page. We posted information. We're going to post photos
Boom.
Of the glove and the tie pad. And ginormous thanks to Jackson's Gym for supporting the station and hooking that up, man. That's awesome.
Nah, no worries, guys.
Now you have to come back. Now you got to become a regular. You got to, kick it with us.
Yeah. You might have to negotiate a little bit of time with the
go.
Buck and Deck show. They might
be a little bummed.
You might have Buck.
Steve-O will see them in the ring.
It's all right. We got Jesus.
And I'll just stand outside.
Yeah. Buck might try and drive his Prius through the station. So we've got
a Prius. That's okay. We're good.
He'll get a good head of steam, maybe 20 miles per hour.
Did you yell America when you press down on the gas pedal? No. No.
Ladies from Tall Heart, some synergy here. The song's called Fighter.
Huh?
Ah. Yeah. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
America!
Static Radio. Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
No, I said, oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. What a day.
I don't understand why people aren't jumping on that stuff. And the thing is, Ricky said if we can get the tie pad and the glove gone.
We got a secret third thing.
There's a secret third gift, and he just told us what it was, and Steve-O was like, I might bid on that. So I'm just telling you right now, you need to hurry up.
Yeah, so.
Hurry.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
866-730-4921. The phone lines are open. It is our final day of our Share-a-thon, and we need your support. We're a listener-supported station. It is because of your contributions that we get to do this. I'm going to call the operator real quick because we are trying to get 100 new monthly contributors. And that would
Hi.
Man. Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing fantastic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Joan, our boss, who has been incredible and been here for 12 and 13-hour days every day.
Woo!
For this share-a-thon. You don't normally have to get up this early, so thank you so much.
No, I do get up this early. I just don't come to work that early. That's all.
Okay. There you go. You get to lounge and enjoy your morning.
Have my quiet time, that
that's
whole
good.
Thing, yeah.
So that's good. That's good. Yes. But you've been here sacrificing your time. What are we looking at? Because it's 8:43, and I know our goal is 100 new monthly contributors. We wanted to get an up-to-the-minute status on where we're at with new monthly.
We are at 51.
Oh,
so
51.
We have gone halfway
okay.
to our goal, but we're just halfway there. So
halfway there. All right.
Which 51. We're happy about, but
yeah.
we want to get to our goal.
All right, 51. So we need 49 more.
That's
I can do that math. So... All right. Thanks, Joan.
I've got a calculator here, okay. just in case. So.
Thank you. That's
okay.
for me. Joan doesn't hire no dummies.
Call us.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We're looking for monthly contributors who are willing to put together $30 or more a month. That's a dollar a day. If you donate $50 or more right now,
yes.
we have two very amazing items from Jackson's Gym, one being a 16-ounce glove, one being a tie pad. First come, first serve. If you're the first one to call in with a donation of $50 or more a month, you get to pick which one you want. They are signed by so many different fighters.
So many. Yeah, get over
coaches.
To Facebook and check out. There are so many signatures. They're all totally, like, unreadable because those guys are like, it's for real autographs. You
yeah.
got to come check it out.
It's absolutely incredible.
There are too many people to type out in the little status thing.
So, Coach Greg Jackson, Coach Winklejohn, Coach Gibson, who is in the corner for John Bones Jones, fighters Julie Kedzie, we got John the Magician Dodson, we got Nate Marquardt, we got Eric Perez, we got Donald Cerrone, we got Tim Kennedy, we got Bubba McDaniel. This is a huge list of fighters and coaches who have signed these tie pads and gloves, but you got to call right now, 1-866-730-4921. We have had so many rad people in this morning. Don't forget, you can donate online as well at mystaticradio.com. If you want one of those MMA pads or gloves, you have to say right now in the comments, hey, I want this. I want to make sure I get this for a donation of $50 or more a month. Big thanks to Rebel Donut,
yes.
who contributed this morning with breakfast.
For us, keeping us
yeah.
going.
Keeping
fueling,
us going with some sugar. And man, I can't imagine. We got Luke in studio right now. Here, you step up to this mic over here. Talk to us.
Get over here, Luke.
For those who are watching on the webcam...
Yes, this is not Todd from
don't
Breaking Bad.
Freak out.
Close.
He is close.
Todd from Breaking Bad is not in studio. However, I got to ask, first and foremost, how many times a day do you get somebody coming up to you and asking for your autograph and or why you are so evil?
It's once a day.
Really?
Yeah, it's literally once a day, and ever since the show got more and more popular...
Yeah.
It happens more and more often.
Yeah.
My wife and I went to a restaurant, and the waiter took our order and left, and then another waiter came up and just, like, pointed at me and was like, Breaking Bad? Like, no. Well, yes, I am that guy, and I love free steaks. But so I have to kind of,
yeah.
you know, come up with my canned responses.
Yeah,
I know.
It's the same
often.
Thing for me. People come up all the time, and they're like, Brad Pitt? And I'm just like, yes. Also,
yes.
I need you to bring up the Mercedes that's parked outside. That's
Stop
mine.
It.
And then you can pay for all this, right? You're a big fan.
Yeah.
It's a hard life. I get it, man. I'm with you.
I'm trying
it.
To learn his signature.
Yeah.
Dude.
So I can take photos.
The best part was you walked up to say hello because you are a local contributor to Static Radio. You have sent in music for New Music Tuesday under the Locals Rules section.
Woo!
And we added it to regular rotation because it's awesome.
Thank you.
Faith and Foxhole. So you came up at a show to say hi, and Celeste immediately went, Breaking Bad!
You guys both like took a step backwards.
Yeah.
Like, is this guy dangerous?
Yeah. It was amazing. So I saw firsthand a human being freak out and think you were Todd from Breaking Bad. It's uncanny.
It's pretty close.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you're willing to admit that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
I was
cool.
Like, I've seen it. I worked at a restaurant years ago when there was a show called Friday Night Lights, and he was on that show too.
So
I've gotten this for 5-6 years.
Okay. Wow,
so that's where I'm accustomed. I've seen like season one or two, like a couple of seasons of Friday Night Lights, and I was like, he's in something else.
There you go. Now you know. Man. I had no idea. I've never seen that show in my life. However, Racer X was on that show, so I thought maybe
Racer
watch. No. Okay, anyways. Local artist Faith in Foxholes and Luke in studio with us hanging out. And, you know, you're one of the locals who have submitted music that we are now currently playing in regular rotation. So for our Share-a-thon, we're a listener-supported station, which, by the way, you can call right now, 1-866-730-4921, or jump online, mystaticradio.com, to donate to the ministry. Tell us what this station has meant to you as an artist, as a local artist, and how you got involved in Static Radio.
As a local artist, it's been very nice to me because Clear Channel has ignored me for decades. So it's nice to have a place where I could be played, even though I'm not, you know, famous or, you know, stuff like that.
But so you're Todd from Breaking Bad.
Not
use
famous
it.
For my music. Play my music.
Play my music or else Uncle Jack. Never mind. Okay.
So it's been nice to have a radio station because I had a song played 6 or 7 months ago for a little while, and it was really nice and very encouraging to me in my music just to be like, okay, some people actually do like this stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just me.
Yeah.
So that was really nice, and I remember I used to listen to K-Lite back when it was K-Lite when I was like 9 years old. And so this station's been a pretty big part of my life for a long time. My wife loves the station.
Yeah.
So we listen to Team Awesome Morning Party every
day. Yeah.
So it's been very nice to meet you guys and put faces to the
I know.
It,
you could have just,
really.
Just looked at Brad Pitt and you'd have seen me.
There he is.
And then for Steve-O, you could have looked up Oscar the Grouch, Cookie Monster.
Wow.
Snuffleupagus.
His feelings are hurt.
No, they're not hurting. He's just grouchy. He lives in a trash can. Yeah.
You'd be grouchy, too, if you lived in a trash can.
Maybe.
Man, why you got to call me out like that?
Brad Pitt don't live in no trash can.
Actually, Brad Pitt does right now because he lives in my trash can. So, yeah.
What?
Welcome. Welcome.
What does that mean?
Team Awesome Morning Party. Luke from Breaking Bad and or Faith in Foxholes joins us.
And
now, when you sent in the thing, it said Lucas, so I've been calling you Lucas this whole time. But you commonly refer to as Luke, huh? That means I got your name tattooed on my hand.
I saw that. I was like, oh.
That would be my 7-year-old, Luke.
Yeah. He's got a good name.
Yeah, he has a fantastic name. Love it. It was so that when he came out, the first thing I said to him was, Luke, I am your father, which made perfect sense because I was his father and his name was Luke.
It's the only time that joke is funny. It's when your own father says, Luke,
for real.
I am your father.
Yeah, because it was real. And that was literally the first thing I said to him. And I will forever remember that.
As well he.
What?
Forever.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, local artist, and man, one of the newest artists to Static Radio, regular rotation now.
Regular.
You sent it in.
It's in.
You are now part of the rotation, and you're playing a show tonight.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Here, actually.
Free show.
Free show here at Solomon's Porch.
Yeah, Solomon's
Soap
Porch.
Soap?
Yeah, he's playing a show tonight at Soap. At the Soap. There is synergy. So not only, you know, part of the Static Radio crew now in rotation, but you're rocking it on campus tonight, playing a free show.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, playing a free show. Hopefully rocking it.
Yes, hopefully rocking. Well, I mean, you brought an acoustic guitar, and you definitely have a different mix. Do you have a genre? Have you pinpointed what you consider your music? Is it?
It's just alternative. Some people used to say it's like melancholy Jack Johnson.
Okay.
Ooh.
Melancholy Jack Johnson.
I mean, sad.
Yeah. Why are you so sad,
Why
Luke?
You so sad?
Why are you so sad? You got Jesus. You don't need to
it's
be
true.
Sad.
Good point.
Don't be kidding. Melancholy.
Tonight, Solomon's Porch playing a show free. And so here's the deal. Since we just hooked you up with a free show, you don't have to
free
pay
show.
For a ticket to
so
the said show.
Free show.
You're going to get some amazing music for free now.
Boom.
All you got to do is bless us back with a donation of $30 or more a month.
Yeah, you bet you didn't see that coming.
Boom! 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We're a listener-supported station. If you love this ministry, if you love the music, if you love anything about it, whether it's the morning show, Middays with Mitch, Afternoons with Celeste, Dan at night, rocking it with the deepest voice in the universe.
Yes.
Just saying. That's whatever you love.
His voice is like octaves below.
It's incredible. Yeah. Whatever you love about the station, if you love the station, if it entertains you, if it challenges you, if it grows you in your walk with Jesus, please consider being a monthly contributor. We need 49 more people to call in at 1-866-730-4921. We're over halfway to our goal. And anybody who donates $30 or more, we have a Square Root Salon gift card. We've got a CD of your choice. We have many different options. If you donate $50 or more, we still have a Jackson's Gym MMA pad signed by so many different fighters and coaches. We posted the photos at facebook.com/mystaticradio. But you have to call right now, 1-866-730-4921. Luke in studio from Faith in Foxholes, you got your guitar. You gonna play a tasty jam with us?
Why not?
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And coming back, Faith in Foxholes, live in studio, playing a jam. We'll rap about it, and then we'll hear some tastiness.
We're going to rap?
We're going to rap about it. Literally. Yeah, coming back. It's going to be amazing.
Neato.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Team Awesome Morning Party. We make you laugh, and laughter is the best medicine.
Well, that was a pretty accurate analysis you made, Doctor.
So where's our copay?
I want my money.
The Static Radio Share-a-thon. Donate now at mystaticradio.com or by calling 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
With some awesomeness.
I gotta help him tune.
It's in the name, y'all.
I'm gonna help you tune real quick.
Oh, okay. Are you can help tune? All right.
Bang, 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 bang.
His guitar is in tune.
Bang.
We're good.
It's out of tune.
It's not out of tune.
The guitar is out of tune.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo hanging out with you. And speaking of hanging out, in studio right now with us, we got Luke from Faith in Foxholes. And no, it's not Todd from Breaking Bad. He's gotten that his whole life for at least a few years.
If you're watching the webcam, he really does look
like that. Get to the webcam.
It's close.
We're going to take a picture after this, and I'm going to pretend like you're Todd from Breaking Bad. Look! Yep. He's a listener.
He came in studio.
He's not completely evil. Just mostly.
Mostly.
Yeah, mostly evil.
It's okay.
So, playing a show tonight at Solomon's Porch, and you want to give us a warm-up for the show?
Yeah, this is it's a song called Love is Like. Unfortunately, it's not recorded, which means the only place you can hear this song is right now.
Okay.
And tonight.
And tonight. Dude, look at that. You're a salesman. There you go. That's perfect. So you want to come to a free show.
Free show.
And enjoy some awesomeness and hear a song you can't hear on the radio yet. Because when that's done, you know we're gonna be jamming it.
We're gonna be jamming it.
Faith in Foxholes, a local artist of Static Radio. If you're a local artist, if you love hearing local artists on Static Radio, call right now for our Share-a-thon, 1-866-730-4921. Right now, Faith in Foxholes, take it away, man.
Right. Here goes. Love is like. If I had a dream for all the pretty girls I've seen in love, I'd get no sleep, but I wouldn't lie awake at all. I'd be dancing with you outside a shop or two in France. I'd be flying with her through the clouds, through the distant land. Love is like a breeze swimming through the trees, swimming through the vagueness of my dream. Love is like a breeze swimming through the trees, swimming through the vagueness of my dreams. Love is like a heartbeat heard under the ocean. Love is like a bird that never flies home. Love is like a sunbeam warm from sweet emotion. Love is like a friend when you thought you were alone. Love is like, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. And love is like, oh, 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 oh. And if I made a face for every kiss and warm embrace from you, you'd see my pearly whites through the smile I wear through and through. I was falling in love in a deep blue aquarium. I was stealing my kisses in the darkness of underground. 'Cause love is like a breeze swimming through the trees, swimming through the vagueness of my dreams. Love is like a breeze swimming through the trees, swimming through the vagueness of my dreams. Love is like a heartbeat heard under the ocean. Love is like a bird that never flies home. Love is like a sunbeam warm from sweet emotion. Love is like a bird that never flies home. Love is like a sunbeam warm from sweet emotion. Love is like a bird that never flies home.
Yes!
Thank you.
Dude, that was amazing.
You heard him here first.
I know.
When he's famous.
You're welcome, America.
You're welcome.
Faith in foxholes and or Todd from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Pick your poison. I prefer the beautiful song as opposed to the jerk with an uncle named Jack.
Boom.
Who kills people.
Because love is not like a jerk with an uncle named Jack.
That's right.
Love is like a sunbeam.
As we just learned.
Yes, we did. And it was beautiful.
That was incredible, man. Thank you so much. I'm stoked to know you. I'm stoked that you took the time to go to our website, mystaticradio.com. You sent us MP3s. You shared your music. Talk about what that is like as an artist. I mean, we try and get that platform for locals, but how vulnerable, how scary is it just throwing yourself out there? Because I'm sure this isn't the first place you've sent your music to.
I have two albums.
Okay.
My second album, I made a ton of press kits, sent on every single one to all these websites, all these labels that said, you know, don't call us back over and over and over. We will contact you.
Yeah.
That was like 6 years ago. Haven't heard a single thing from anybody.
Right.
So that kind of, it doesn't hurt, but it hurts.
It's tough,
you know,
right?
It's tough.
I mean, God has gifted us with different talents and abilities. This obviously one of your talents, your abilities, trying to share it with the world. And the lamestream media.
Lamestream. I'm not lame.
So unless it's that cookie cutter, sounds like the other 12 songs that you're playing in rotation, unfortunately, it's not going to get airplay, but that's part of the purpose of Static Radio. We want to be able to share local talent. We want to be able to share different artists that don't get that time and attention. So
you wouldn't have heard that on any other station.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Because that was the jam, man. Okay, that is down, you have to submit that for New Music
Absolutely.
Tuesday. Okay.
So if you like that song,
yes.
The only place to hear it till it's recorded is at SoPo tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
6:30.
Oh, yeah.
6:30 at Solomon's Porch tonight, a free show. And since you're not spending money on tickets, you can donate right now at mystaticradio.com or by giving us a call, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. The operators are standing by. We've got some amazing CDs to give you. We've got t-shirts. We want to bless you back. We've got Winter Jam tickets. We've got tickets to football games. We've got a tie pad.
Tie pad, not
We've got
pad
a
tie.
Glove, a UFC glove signed by a bunch of the coaches and fighters at Jackson's gym. You can check out the photos.
We need to check on that because it might be gone.
This is very true. But you got to call now. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Quick break. And again, giant thanks to Faith in Foxholes. Luke joining us. Dude, you're amazing. Keep going.
Thanks for
having
me.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're not evil. I'm glad you don't really kill people. It's incredible. I'm sorry you're going to be getting this for the rest of your life because it's one of the most popular television shows of all time, and you may or may not look exactly like Tom.
Also, if you ever go eat at that place, The Grove, here, you might want to watch your back.
Yeah.
Somebody could be watching you, friend.
You should go eat there. Are you kidding me?
Oh. Just don't eat the stevia.
Hey, just don't eat stevia. Just sit there at a table, please.
Let's set this up. You go and we'll sit at a different table and just film and we'll count how many people. Just come up and go.
I want to be the person that sits back to back with him though and just talks to you the whole time.
Oh my
gosh. It would be incredible.
That would be hilarious.
Can we please do that?
Is somebody calling us right now?
Let's see. Final phone call in the 8 o'clock hour because it's 9:04.
This is it.
Hello. Static.
Yo. Hey, that Faith in Foxhole jam was awesome. It was delicious.
Yeah. Boom. Look at that. You can hear more of that.
It was delicious, and I am not talking preservative, buddy. There's a good jam.
Thank you very much.
Incredible. That was a good comment. Thanks for the call, man.
Right on, later, fellas.
Later.
Later.
Tonight, 6:30, free show with Faith in Foxholes right here on the Calvary campus. That's 4001 Osuna Road Northeast at Solomon's Porch, 6:30. Dude, all the best, man.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Thank
Love you for your music. In. And you know, everything else. Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad. Get to the webcam. We're going to go to the Grove and eat with him. And yeah. Yeah, mystaticradio.com. Get to the webcam. I'm serious. It's freaky.
That's what we do. We go to the Grove with this guy.
Yeah.
And then when people come out and ask for your autograph, you just say, well, yeah, sure, if you'll be a monthly donor to the station. Just sign here.
That's perfect. Signature.
Yeah, that's perfect. We got it. Quick break. Right back. The Killers and more of this here Share-a-thon. Woo! It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Gathering another donut.
Can I just say how nice it is to come in at 9 for work?
Oh, my
I'm gosh. Sorry.
Yeah, keep saying it.
Keep saying that because today we woke up at 4:30 to take Dawn to the airport before we had to be here at 5:30.
I woke up at 7 and I was like, oh, they've been awake for how many hours now?
Yeah. Sorry. It is Team Awesome Morning Party joining us in studio. Celeste from the afternoon show. It has been an incredible morning so far. FYI, UFC fans, the glove is gone.
The glove is gone.
We still have a tie pad signed by a bunch of fighters and coaches of Jackson's gym.
We posted a picture on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
So what kind of fighting is it?
It's UFC fighters, so
motion
MMA.
Motion chance fighting.
So it's martial arts. Boxing. And kickboxing.
Some Muay Thai in there, some Brazilian jiu-jitsu, some...
I'd like to think I'm an expert sometimes.
Ah, yes.
I Muay Thai kickboxed for 3 whole months of my life.
You did that.
I like to think I'm an expert at all times in all things.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Ricky Cottonsetti, the general manager of Jackson's Gym, was in studio with us earlier, donated some really rad prizes. We have a lot of cool ministries and or local businesses that have been helping us out. I want to say a quick thank you to a few of them. Thanks to Rebel Donuts for hooking up the sugar this morning.
I'm partaking in another donut. This is going to be the last donut I get to eat for a long time.
Yeah, it
We're
has to be.
Get diabetes.
Because tomorrow I start my training.
Yes, you do.
For Spider-Man.
That's right. True story. He's not being funny. And let's see. We've got Square Root Salon. The owners, Jason and David, came in this morning talking about what this ministry means to them. They are offering up a $20 gift certificate to their salon for everybody who donates $30 or more. So check it out. Call 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921 for a donation of $30 or more a month. We've got a gift card for you from Square Root Salon. We've got a CD. And speaking of CDs, we just had Todd from Breaking Bad in here.
Actually,
his name is Luke.
His
name's Lucas, but I guess Luke is what he is commonly referred to.
Celeste, we got to get that picture up on
Instagram. Okay, I'll start working on it right now.
So he was in studio. He played a live track, which was amazing.
It was really good. He's got a good voice.
He's got an incredible voice, right? I love that dude. And in fact, we got a comment right away from a guy who said, man, that was amazing. Check it out. He donated some CDs.
He did.
So anybody who calls in and donates right now with a donation of $30 or more a month, you can rock the Faith in Foxhole CD.
Here's the thing about when a band or an artist donates their merch.
Yeah.
I remember.
You know.
Yeah, I know. When Waverly, we would get calls from people like, you know, K-Love or whatever, Air One, and they'd be like, yeah, we're doing a share-a-thon. We'd love if you could call in and talk about the importance of blah, blah, blah. And we were like, okay, fine. And also, could you send us a brick of your CDs?
Which, that's 30 CDs, a brick.
And here's the thing. That would cost, like, so much money for us to order those. Mm-hmm. And then we would sell them, and that was our livelihood. So it was like, no. you get in touch
buy
with our
them.
Label or something. Right. Or you go buy the CDs and support us.
Well, you think,
Now I understand on the flip side why that's important. Because if you're a non-com, you can't exactly...
Right. You know, just,
we don't have the funds to
you,
go purchase
You don't have
them.
The fund. But at the same time, that's putting the hurt on.
Like,
you know?
Say it's $5 a CD, they want 30 CDs, that's going to cost the band $150.
Exactly.
To just get the CDs, not including the shipping to whatever radio station it happened to be. So we have different CDs for you. Faith and Foxholes.
Archibald.
Yeah, we have Archibald. Local artists. These are local artists who are putting themselves out there who... are not on a label.
Yeah, the only backing they have is the money they make at their ordinary regular jobs when they're not out playing shows.
Yeah.
So it was a big deal for him to give us these CDs.
Yes, we have copies.
Big deal for us, too. So call in, become a monthly donor, make a one-time donation, and we'll get you a Faith and Foxhole CD or an Archibald CD. There's many choices, many prizes. We just need you to quit supporting us in theory and actually support us. Come
it's
along,
not one
side.
Of those things where the thought counts.
Yeah, 1-866-730-4921. I'm going to call the operator room. We have a goal of 100 new monthly donors. I want to see where we stand right now.
Static Radio phone room.
Hey, phone room. How's it going, Stever?
We're fighting to stay awake at this point.
Okay, sweet.
But in the last half hour, we had someone call in from Hobbs. Christopher called in, and he picked up the UFC glove with the autographs on it. He did the monthly contribution, and we're looking forward to hearing from about 45 more monthly contributors before 6 o'clock tonight to reach our goal.
There you go. We need 45 more people to call in. All right, so let's go for 5 more this hour because we've got 40 minutes left, and we can't get to 45 without the first 5 who call now. Thanks, Steve.
All right.
I think Friday is a good day for good things.
Friday is going to be the best day.
It is going to be the best. Help us make it the best day of the Share-a-thon. We need 45 more people to call in, but we can't get to 45 without you right now. That first person to call in at 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
Yeah.
My throat hurts.
Your throat. It's because we've been talking constantly. Here's the thing. I want to reiterate what my wife said yesterday before she left.
Yeah.
My wife, Dawn, she's a singer in Firefly. She's been here for the whole Share-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday afternoon during the drive time hour,
yeah,
I don't know if you were listening, but Dawn just kind of broke it down for real. Here's the thing. We believe in this station so much that we feel like God is calling us to be here to be a part of what this station is doing, and that is no easy feat. We're moving from Nashville, Tennessee to here.
Yeah.
Right now, we're spending tons of time apart, which we're kind of used to anyway because we've both been in touring bands. But it's extended.
But
you know?
At least when you were home from tour, you were together. And right now,
not we're
you're
neither
in New
of
Mexico.
Us. They're riding right now, and they have shows like every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here in New Mexico every day across the country from my wife. This is not easy, but I believe in the station so much that we decided to do it. We feel like it's the right thing. And if you believe in the station and the ministry that's going on here, the special kind of ministry that's happening, I really need you to come alongside of me and you know, put some effort into it. Don't just ride around listening to it, enjoying it. Help us, because we need your help.
We do.
I need your help. I'm moving across the country. Seriously.
Yeah, you believe in it so much that you are. You're uprooting everything, moving here. And, man, if you're listening, if you believe in the ministry, maybe you just love the music we play. Whether it's local artist Faith in Foxholes, who was just here, or Come Wind, a band we're about to play.
Yep.
These are artists that you can't hear anywhere else because no one else is playing these guys up until the word gets out and Power FM in Dallas starts taking those songs from us, or Air One decides that they're going to start trying to mimic, which I'm okay with, because that means there's more artists getting out there.
They're not the competition. We are all in this together. But
amen.
What I'm telling you, if you're praying for a special way to impact culture, to impact people around you, this station does things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And we want you to, we need your help, and we'd love for you to partner up with us.
That's right.
Call in and be a monthly donor. The number is 1-866-730-4921. Please call in and help us out.
That's right. That's 1-866-730-4921. You can also get all the information at mystaticradio.com. There's a giant donate button. It says give now.
Boom.
You can click that donate. If you donate online, make sure you post in the comment section what you would like. UFC fans, we have one item left.
I'm going to grab it.
Hey, what's the deal though? We sold the first item. Are we going to
sold the glove?
The
I got to call Ricky. To make sure. But right now we have this tie pad. All right, for a donation of $50 or more a month. This thing is
monstrous. Do you want me to demonstrate how to use that?
No. No, you can't kick it.
Okay.
We got Coach Greg Jackson on here. We got Winklejohn. We got Little John Dotson.
Winklejohn on there?
Yeah, dude.
Look how many people have already
got
this.
We got John the Magician Dotson. We got Bubba on here.
I can't believe that, right?
I know. We got Cerrone on here.
Show me how to use this thing, but instead of kicking the actual pad there, kick Steve-O in the face.
We're laughing. We're having a good time. That's not going to happen. However, donation of $50 or more a month.
Stand up.
$50 or more a month.
It only stings for a second. Ready?
Gosh. We're going to hook you up with this pad.
And it'll just go.
Courtesy of Jackson's Gym.
If you call in to be a monthly donor and you decide to pledge $40 a month, then Celeste gets to kick Steve-O in the face.
Stop it right now.
It sounds great. The people love it. The phone lines are locked. What's happening? Oh, no.
1-866-730-4921 with a donation of $30 or more a month. We've got a Faith in Foxhole CD. We've got an Archibald CD. We got a ton of different CDs to choose from.
And you know what I think you'll find is something that Don's been saying this whole time. And it's so true. You'll find that it's actually not that hard to give monthly. Like, once you're actually doing it once. And it's scary. And honestly, this is coming from my point of view, where probably a lot of our listeners
college
are coming
student.
From, too. We're not organized with our finances, so we're like, oh, $30 a month? Yeah, there's
That's
no
so
way
much.
I can afford that. I overdraft all the time. But when you actually start, like, learning how to be
an
adult and, like, take care of your finances, you'll find there's that you when you spend responsibly, you actually have a lot more.
You really do.
And it's actually,
it's
honestly, coming from that same point of view. Like, it's not that hard. And it kind of gives you this sense of, like, just like goodness in your heart when you know that you're giving to something and it's being fruitful and everything, like you get more joy like Christmas time and with your family and friends' birthday, like giving to them than receiving. And there's definitely that element going on here with the Share-a-thon. Consider that.
You never know. Think about this. If you're talking about giving than receiving, you are going to give of your money, $1 a day, $30 a month, all right? 1-866-730-4921. If you do that, we want to gift back something to you. Maybe you can use that to give again to somebody else, whether you know a UFC fan who loves Jackson's Gym and would love this tie pad, or maybe it's the ministry package we have. We have a Bible, we have a little book with it. We also have a gift certificate to either SOPO or to Parchments, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe you'd like to get the ministry package with the Bible and everything in there. Maybe you're into music, so you want the CD or the Static T-shirt. Maybe you're into comic books and you're a fan of Astro Zombies. They've been kind enough to donate here. They've gifted us with grab bags of 10 comic books, and we put them all together in stacks. So we've got a Spider-Man collection, we've got a Batman collection, we've got an Avengers collection, a Captain America collection. We also have these exclusive variant figures, Funko Pop figures of Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory. All you got to do is call us now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. You can also donate online at mystaticradio.com.
You know,
and
mine's totally off track.
So I want to hear it. Wait.
I just got this moment of inspiration.
All right.
Because you guys are all into comic books
and
stuff.
We are. We're nerds.
So, like, you know how other people have, like, book clubs?
Yeah.
We could have, like, a comic book club.
We do.
And after you read each one, you could have, like, a discussion.
It's called Comics Corner, and
Comics
it's every Wednesday.
Comics Corner?
Pretty sure
but
we
you
do that.
But you read through it with people.
Why would we? What? You mean like out loud?
Have you never been part of the
comic book nerds?
Obviously
tend to
not.
Be isolated.
Yeah, exactly.
We're an isolated bunch.
I'm just kidding.
Now check this out. Check this out. This station, we're trying to do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
If you love music, we have concert tickets that we even have some tickets to the Winter Jam, and we don't even really play any of those guys.
Dude, but
we
Christian wanna... Stanfield, Incredible Worship, a lot of those artists we actually play on the prelude.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, 10th Avenue North is going to be there.
Man.
I know those guys. We were talking with
Steven
Amberlin.
Yeah.
Mike Donahue and Jeff, what's his last name? Jeff Owen, the guitar player. Those are some of the most authentically just humble and great dudes I've ever met in my life.
The funny thing is, we had been talking about 10th Avenue North randomly, and then Steven, on his own, when he was here, was like, hey, man, have you ever hung out with Mike from a band called 10th Avenue North? You probably
They're neighbors.
Him. And sure enough, it was like, dude!
Yeah.
Incredible dude. They're going to be here for Winter Jam. We have passes to Winter Jam. We've got football tickets to see the Lobos. But you got to call. You got to call right now.
Call
donations
in.
Of $30 or more a month.
You're going to get something out of this. Yeah. It's not like you're just throwing your money away, because number one, you're supporting a station that you obviously listen to.
Yeah.
And that you hopefully love. Hopefully we make you laugh. Hopefully we can even help distract from all the crazy problems that are all around us. Our government is shut down. You know, we're just trying to help you out. We're trying to be a part of your life, but we need your help. We need you to be, you know, helping us so that we don't have to make this sales pitch so much next year, maybe. Maybe we get like a landslide of help, and then we're not like, at least we're only doing it 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Right?
For real.
Next
Could
weekend,
you imagine
we're
having to do
breathe.
This for a few weeks?
No.
Exactly. Regular programming
I'd
returns Monday, bright and early. Well,
just
Saturday,
so
technically.
You know.
2 weeks would be tough. It's pretty. Well, and we talked about this off air. You have said it's difficult because we feel like we're
failing.
I mean, we're vulnerable. We feel like we're failing if nobody's calling in. But we know that this is the vision God has placed on our hearts. Yeah. We are a family here at Static Radio. We're a team, and man, we pray together. We meet weekly, and we're going through this incredible book together right now. We try and sharpen each other.
Yeah.
We really are a family, and so. Coming together right now saying, hey man, we're listener supported. It's because of you that we're able to do this. If you love the ministry, if you believe in it, you got to call now. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Join us monthly. We need 45 more monthly contributors to reach our goal of 100 new contributors every single month. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, I've been listening to you guys for, I don't know, I want to say almost a year now, give or take.
Okay.
And as much as I would love to be able to reach into my pockets and donate financially, I can't. However, there is one thing I am really good at. I play in a local band, and one of the things that I started doing to get myself into the music scene was I would just book shows and set them up and do all that jazz.
Yeah.
How would you guys feel if I like set up a gig, like, you know, a bunch of groups as like a fundraiser for you guys?
Nah, man, we don't need that. Of course,
of course, that would be awesome.
I will give you a list of local bands that are amazing that we play. Are you kidding? So
I would love that. Because I have all the contacts for. I'm pretty sure you got the same ones that I would have.
Yeah.
But it's one of the things that, like, I'm good at. It's one of the things I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been needing something to really push me into doing something bigger and better than what I have in the past.
Yeah.
And if you guys are willing, I'll email you guys. I'll get you my information. We can talk.
Yeah, please do. Studio at mystaticradio.com. That goes directly to the studio right here. We are staring at that computer. We check it every 2 seconds, so we will get your email immediately.
Every 2 seconds?
Every
I'm
two
old
seconds.
To that one.
Yeah.
I just looked.
He just looked right there. He just looked again.
Just looked.
You guys take care. God bless.
He just
looks
again.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. What do we got?
This a lady just emailed us and said, I'd like to send a grant from my donor advised fund at National Christian Foundation, but she needs a legal name of our 501c3 and the address.
That is amazing.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds
We will
awesome.
Totally accept that as well. Thank you.
Yeah, that's from somebody named Beverly.
Beverly, thank you, Beverly.
We just got your email, and we're going to answer it promptly.
Yeah, because we check it every 2 seconds. 1-866-730-4921. If you would like to partner with us, become a monthly contributor to Static Radio. We're looking for donations of $30 or more a month. That's a dollar a day less for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no idea how much it means to us for everyone who has come alongside us and decided to partner with us monthly, because this radio station, it costs almost $50,000 every single month between the staff here, between all of our translator cities throughout the state of New Mexico. We broadcast online at mystaticradio.com. We have an app, and it is not free for us to maintain all of these different services and everything that we do. So if you would like to contribute, we're at about just over $24,000 now. Just over $24,000, which is amazing that we've been able to raise that over the course of the last 2 days. However, the bills this month are going to be about $50,000. And so when you think about that, we have to stretch that money out over the course of the next 6 months. So
Do the math. Yes, we definitely still could use your help right now. 1-866-730-4921. The phone lines are open. We're going to go run into the operator room, get an up-to-the-second update, and hopefully answer your phone call. So call us right now, 1-866-730-4921, or give online at mystaticradio.com. Speaking of artists that you can't hear anywhere else, huge fan of these guys. Come Wind, they played a show, opened up for you guys, House of Heroes last time, and they were blown away by the fact that the audience actually knew words to their songs.
Really?
It was so awesome.
Dude, those guys were
so
cool.
Yeah, great, they hail from Ohio. Yeah, hello, Ohio.
Hello.
They were stoked. It was pretty great, and we were just as stoked because these guys are amazing. The song is called Cease to Be. Team Awesome Morning Party?
No!
Static.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Matthew.
Marsha.
John.
Marsha.
John.
Marsha.
Good morning.
Donate to Static Radio, Marsha.
Yes, John.
Don't waste any more time. Waste not our money on frivolous things.
Right.
You have all the jewelry you could ever need. We don't need another car. We don't need a Diet Coke every day.
This is true, we don't.
Sometimes three times a day.
This also very, very true.
Because the sugar is a synthetic sugar that your brain does not respond to, so it says you need more. We don't need that.
What?
Science, Marsha. You are but a woman. You cannot understand. I'm just kidding. Don't get mad at me, feminist.
1-866.
Marsha, call this number 1-866-730-4921. Call now and donate $30 a month to Static Radio.
I like this.
Our children love it.
Yeah.
And I like it as well.
Phone lines are open. We are in the middle of our share-a-thon. You know one thing we should probably mention? Anybody who calls in right now, and by anybody I mean the very next person, because we only have one of these, with a donation, a monthly donation, we need that commitment, of $50 or more, this here morning party, Team Awesome Morning Party.
That's us, y'all.
Mateo and myself, we're going to take you to a steak dinner at Texas Roadhouse.
We want to take you out for a nice steak dinner!
With you and your fam. Me and Mateo.
Yes.
We're going to rock it.
Here's the thing.
We're going to kick it.
We need you to give us a donation for this to happen.
That's right. 1-866-730-4921. We have one. So the next person that calls with the donation of $50 or more monthly with that commitment. And says, hey, yes. I am committed to you.
I will do this.
We will be committed to you as well. We will take you to a nice steak dinner. At Texas Roadhouse. Thanks to Texas Roadhouse for helping us with that. But we only have one. So the next person that calls in with a donation of $50 or more monthly will get hooked up with that at 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Maybe you feel like that's a little creepster and you don't want to have to hang out with us because we're obnoxious in the mornings. You can't imagine what we're like at 6 p.m.
What could it possibly be like?
Well, for you, sir.
Yes.
We've got a tie pad. Check this out at mystaticradio.com. Get on that webcam. Jackson's Gym has hooked us up with a pad right here. Boom! Signed by Greg Jackson, Winkle John, John Dodson. Dude, there's so many fighters on here. Nate Marquardt, who's a listener, who we got to get in studio, who's currently preparing for his fight in Houston. Stoked about that.
Yep.
You got to call right now with a donation of $50 or more monthly. We're going to hook you up with that pad signed by a lot of the fighters and coaches of Jackson's Gym. Only the most prestigious training gym in the universe for UFC fighters. You know, guys like GSP, John Bones Jones, the
John
champs.
John Bones Jones.
Only the champs, you know.
Only the best.
Speaking of John Bones Jones.
Yeah?
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
He's the light heavyweight champ of the world, and in my opinion, pound for pound, the greatest fighter in the universe.
Did you say champion?
I did say champion.
Play the Rocky theme again.
Oh, sorry. John Bones Jones, the light heavyweight champion of the world.
Champion!
Fights out of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
He's the champ!
Christian, awesome dude.
He's a believer.
Going to be coming on this show.
Going to be here.
Did I mention that we just got an autographed glove from John Bones Jones?
What?
Yeah, we, no bigs, have a glove that we just received from Jackson's and the John Bones Jones camp.
What? Repeat that one more time.
We have a glove signed by the light heavyweight champion of the world, John Bones Jones. Now, this isn't one of those, hey, monthly donor. We are looking for a one-time donation right now for this glove because we could auction it off and it'd probably go for stupid amounts of money.
Yep.
But instead, we're like, hey, Share-a-thon, family, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your $500.
Boom! That's what we're going to let it go for, $500.
If you call right now with a one-time donation of $500, we have an autographed John Bones Jones glove. The light heavyweight champ of the world signed a glove for us for our share-a-thon, and I am stoked.
Is this him?
Yeah, it is.
Boom.
He's pretty incredible. John Bones Jones, the light heavyweight champ of the world, signed a glove for us for our share-a-thon with a one-time donation of $500 or more. We want to hook you up with this glove signed by the light heavyweight champ of the world.
It's light heavyweight.
Light heavyweight champ of the world. Of the world. It's an official UFC fight glove.
We have an official...
An official UFC fight glove signed by the greatest fighter in the universe. Truly the greatest fighter in the world.
Guys, this... Hey, we're not giving you crap.
Yeah.
You are getting good things.
Are you kidding me? It's an official UFC fight glove signed by John Bones Jones. And I'm not even kidding. He is the greatest fighter
this
in the universe.
This isn't some autographed Waverly CD. This isn't some... You're not going to be using this as a coaster or perhaps a paperweight.
Yeah.
This is a for real... Like, you put it in a piece of glass. You design a comfort, safe, secure environment for it to live in, yeah. And then you put that inside of something else, perhaps a safe or mm-hmm. a glass case to display it to your friends, and you brag about this when people come over.
Wow.
And you know how you brag?
Huh.
You say, I believe in this local radio station, mm-hmm. or I believe in this station I get over the internet through mm-hmm. this app. They're pretty cool.
They're pretty amazing.
They play music. They play bands I've never heard of.
Yeah.
They got people that are believers behind the whole thing. They're dedicated to playing good music.
That's right.
And they hooked me up with this because I was a donor-nator and I decided, yeah, I don't care about this money. I'm going to give it to
them. Here's the thing. To be honest, man, if we auction this thing off, it could go for stupid amounts of money.
Yeah.
It is an official UFC fight glove signed by the light heavyweight champ of the world, John Bones Jones. Here's what you got to do. Call right now. 1-866-730-4921. Ricky, I love you. General manager of Jackson's Gym right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They believe in this ministry. They have been so kind to donate these things to us. It's freaking me out. Love it.
Love it.
You got to call right now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Hey, if you can't afford the glove, if you want to just be a monthly donor of $30 or more, you can do that too. We got CDs for you. We got T-shirts. We got iPhone cases. We got comic grab bags. There's so many different things that we want to bless you back with. But you got to call now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Call us. No bigs. Autograph.
No, this is bigs.
UFC official fight glove.
This is big.
Signed by the light heavyweight champ of the world who just defended his title once again and proved that he is truly the greatest fighter in the universe. Once again. As if he needed to prove it again. Yeah. Call.
This is a really cool thing.
Yep.
I can't say it enough. This is a cool thing. You really ought to donate.
1-866-730-4921 or mystaticradio.com. We got to take a quick break.
Yes, right there.
Coming right back. The Civil Wars and more of this show. We've got like 15 minutes before the hour is over. We need you to call 1-866-730-4921.
Explosion.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Static Radio.
Some morning party.
We don't sing over Michael Jackson.
Sorry, my bad.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Not singing over MJ. Music's back. Okay, gotta be cool. Gotta be cool. Music's
it's
back.
It's just a good rule.
All right. Welcome to the show. We have 4 minutes left until the 10 o'clock hour. And here's the thing, huh?
What's the thing?
We've had one person call in with a monthly contribution.
A munchly.
Munchly?
Which means we need 9 more because we have not been meeting the goal.
Come on, guys. Step it up.
We need your help.
Help us out.
And here we thought Team Awesome Morning Party was just going to take it away and that we would have the best fans. And the funny thing is it's been Middays with Mitch and Afternoons with Celeste taking it away.
Don't be discouraged. You guys are still awesome.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe people are just, it's the morning time. They're driving. They're like, I can't do this now. I'm on the way to work.
And I'll do this later.
Or I'm dropping my kids off.
Ah, very true.
Yeah, stuff like that.
We've already admitted on the air this morning, Mitch, that we are the opening act. All right?
Yeah. No.
You're cooler than us. We get it. We agree. We've figured
opposite.
It out.
It's opposite.
We got a Mat Lib coming up later today. You do all the fun stuff in the middays.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We have that.
No, look, we're doing this share-a-thon.
You know what?
I'm worn out.
Yeah.
I can't tell everyone out there that we're not doing a Mat Lib just because it's a share-a-thon. I'm giving the people what they want.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We do give the people what they want, and so we're praying that you give back. Right now, we are a listener-supported station.
All the way.
We need your help. We just broke $25,000, which is incredible. So we're halfway to paying our bills for this month.
Halfway. For this month.
We kid, but here's the thing. We say that we've had 53 people call in with monthly contributions. So these are monthly contributors. So the money will be coming every single month. That helps tremendously. No, it's not $25,000. That's the total that we've received with one-time donations with everything. However, the people that have called in and said, hey, I want to come alongside you every single month. Yeah, I can shell out $1 a day, $30 a month. You have no idea how much that means to us, which is why we have gone out of our... We are calling everybody we know in the biz like, dude, is there any way you can help support the Share-a-thon so that we can give back to these amazing people who donate?
Help us. Hey, check it out. Yeah. If you can't donate, we totally get it. I know a lot of you, you know, you're over at UNM, and you just don't have the funds right now. If you know someone that has the funds, tell them about what's going on.
Yes,
tell them
please.
There's a radio station that you love and you want to be able to help, but you can't, and tell them that you have a 10-year guarantee that you'll pay them back sometime within 10 years. That's what I've always said.
Wow.
I like that.
1-866-730-4921. We know that not everyone listening is a college student. Maybe you're a parent out there and you love that you're able to listen to this show, this station with your kids. Maybe you're out there, you're a grandparent who has seen the impact of the call letters, KLYT 88.3 FM, over the course of the last 30-plus years in the Albuquerque area, and you believe in what we are doing. You do have that money to give. 1-866-730-4921. Maybe you're a 20-somethings who's listening and just loves it. My family, we've all said, we put our money where our mouth is. We are monthly contributors to Static Radio. We believe in this ministry. We believe in the vision that God has given us, and we're going to continue to do that. So many local businesses have said the same thing. Square Root Salon has come alongside us. Astro Zombies has come alongside us. Jackson's Gym came in today.
Gosh,
they have hooked us up. And we want to hook you up.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that is a tie pad signed by Coach Jackson, Coach
Winklejohn.
How do you spell tie? Yeah, T-H-A-I.
Okay, like that. Okay,
like
cool.
Like a tie.
Like tie
fighter. That's not the same thing. A tie fighter is actually like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, that's from Star Wars. Yeah.
No, he flies the X-Wing. The tie fighter is actually just for the like crazy bad guys, the Imperial.
Anyway,
tie pad.
Yeah,
is,
the tie pad.
Has been signed by a ton of the greats.
Yes,
cool.
Here at Jackson Gym.
It's pretty incredible. We have that up for grabs for anybody who calls in with a donation of $50 or more on a monthly basis. We'll hook you up with this courtesy of Jackson's Gym. We also have, courtesy of Jackson's, a UFC official UFC fight glove signed by the champ, John Bones Jones. That is for a one-time donation of $500 or more. We could eBay that bad boy and make stupid amounts of money, but... It's for our share-a-thon. It is for you as well. We don't want to be quote-unquote greedy about it. We just We're asking for a little help with our nonprofit ministry. Call us up, 1-866-730-4921. If you can give a donation of $30 or more a month, we've got some cool stuff. We still have an entertainment package. Thanks to Cinemark, we have a $25 gift card there. We've got so much stuff in there. We got tickets to shows. We've got comic grab bags. We've got t-shirts. We've got CDs, which you got to call now, 1-866-730-4921. Team Awesome Morning Party, we're wrapping it up, dude.
We're hanging out and going
good job,
away
guys.
At the same time.
Good Mid-days job, guys.
With Mitch up next.
Did it.
That's me. I'll be here.
Yeah. We'll talk to you soon. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!